Report brought to you by the Home Depot. An Amber Alert has been issued for a 16-year-old girl kidnapped from her home on High Street in Denver today. Police say Sylvia Aguirre was taken from her home by 20-year-old Jose Esquivel earlier this morning. Aguirre is described as 5 feet 10 inches tall with a medium build, black hair, and brown eyes. She was last seen wearing a red top with white shorts. Esquivel was wearing jeans and a black jacket. Anyone with information regarding her whereabouts is asked to contact police immediately. The accusations surrounding the football program at the University of Colorado continue today. In the past 24 hours, the CU administration has held several press conferences, both formal and informal. Here's CU Athletic Director Dick Tharp.
These are very serious allegations that Katie has put forth, and if we could just get names, or if she could go to victims' assistance or cooperate with the Boulder police, if there's any information by which we can identify who the perpetrators of these allegations are, if in fact they occurred, we need to have that information.
Coach Gary Barnett has drawn criticism for his comments regarding former place kicker Katie Nida, who claimed she was groped, harassed, molested, and raped by former teammates. Rick Riley of Sports Illustrated says that Nida was noticeably different after her year at CU.
2 years ago, she started coming to me and saying, hey, I got something to tell you. And she seemed different to me. She seemed much more cautious, worried, not the bubbly high school senior I remember. And then Tuesday, she called me and said, I'm ready to talk to you. And so both her and her dad talked to me, and I flew to Albuquerque and spoke with her in person for about 3 hours.
Nida says she was raped by a fellow CU player when she was a place kicker for the university in 1999. Lawmakers are taking aim at dangerous dogs. Three bills are before legislators to try and protect people from dangerous animals. House Bill 1261 would require a person convicted of owning a dangerous dog to permanently identify the dog through a microchip. Under the bill, owners would also be required to buy liability insurance and for the dogs to be kept on a statewide dangerous dog registry. Another bill would establish that owners of dangerous dogs could be guilty of criminal negligence if they permit the dog to bite or attack another person. The third bill would allow dog bite victims to pursue civil action to recover damages. Wild turkeys are being reintroduced to the Hayman Burn area. The birds were forced from the area by the Hayman fire 2 years ago. Colorado Division of Wildlife spokesman Michael Serafin says 28 wild turkeys were captured at the Air Force Academy, where there is a healthy population of the birds. Wildlife officials will feed the birds for their first week in the wild to help them adjust. The Division of Wildlife asks that others not feed the turkeys because it makes them more vulnerable to predators and disease. Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean says he is no longer actively seeking the presidency.
We will, however, continue to build a new organization using our enormous grassroots network to continue the effort to transform the Democratic Party and to change our country.
In his home city of Burlington, Vermont, Dean said his campaign was about what is right, not popular. Dean called his internet-based presidential campaign extraordinarily different. The cyber operation opened new avenues for fundraising and connected with scores of newly active voters. Looks like it now could be a two-man contest for the Democratic presidential nod. John Kerry's still the man to beat following yesterday's win in Wisconsin, but with John Edwards coming in right behind him in the polls and Howard Dean now out of the race, analysts say it will likely be a battle between the Massachusetts senator and the senator from North Carolina. President Bush says he's concerned about the mayor of San Francisco and his decision to allow the issuance of same-sex marriage licenses. Bush said today that he's keeping a close eye on the legal events surrounding the controversial issue. Bush also stressed that he will push to protect the sanctity of marriage, as he promised in his State of the Union address. Checking Wall Street now, the Dow is down just about 11 points, the NASDAQ up about 4.5, the S&P 500 down about 1.25 points. In sports, Colorado Avalanche play host to the Edmonton Oilers tonight. Avs are coming off their 1-0 loss to the Vancouver Canucks on Monday. Avs still lead the league in points. Denver Nuggets hammered the Philadelphia 76ers last night, cruising to a 106-85 win. Denver forward Carmelo Anthony says this was a great way for the Nuggets to start off after the All-Star break.
It was a great win. We started off where we finished at before All-Star break. We just wanted to, this game was to see where we was at as a team mentally and physically.
The Nuggets head to Orlando on Friday to play the Magic. Have your kitchen cabinets installed by licensed and insured professionals through the Home Depot At Home Services. Visit your local store today for more info. Trust the Home Depot At Home Services. License numbers available upon request. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 12:05.
Soon to be the most listened to station in Colorado.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
What the devil is that gosling noise?
Hear both sides talk on AM 1150 KNRC.
Get up close and personal with the Colorado Symphony and the only concert hall in America where the music literally becomes the center of attraction. The CSO is offering KNRC listeners 20% off tickets in the Parquet and Mezzanine 1 sections of Betcher Concert Hall for all Masterworks and Super Pops performances. These seats put you practically in the middle of the orchestra. You can watch the conductor's every move and hear the majesty and force of the music build before you. Experience a different side to the Colorado Symphony Orchestra with Dracula Frankenstein on February 18th and get your chance to play a theremin. Tickets available at all King Supers Tickets West outlets and online at coloradosymphony.org. To get up close and personal with the CSO, call 303-893-4100. That's 303-893-4100 for your KNRC listener offer. The Colorado Symphony Orchestra, the sound of your life.
KNRC News Time is 12:06. Time to check with Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is brought to you by the network of 17 John Elway Auto Nation showrooms. One accident we need to tell you about, an injury accident westbound I-70 after Sheridan. A little bit of slowing around the university curve in either direction, but everything else really is looking pretty good right now at the moment. At all John Elway showrooms, get a certified used vehicle with a 99-day warranty and a money-back guarantee. No worries at all when you get a John Elway certified used vehicle. Honest. I'm Darren Copeland with your traffic. You can hear Enid Goldstein next on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Stephanie DeLuca with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Lots of sun today, just a few clouds. Let's enjoy this high of 66 because that's going to change by tomorrow. Later on tonight, partly cloudy down to 34. The clouds roll in for tomorrow. Scattered rain or snow showers early, then snow likely for the afternoon. Could get 1 to 3 inches. Much colder. Morning highs in the 40s, then falling to near freezing. Friday, sunshine and 39. For the Weather Channel, I'm Stephanie DeLuca on AM 1150 KNRC.
Partly cloudy now, 67 degrees. KNRC News Time is 12:07. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 12:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, we think Denver's choice for talk. Now one of the Mile High City's most entertaining talk personalities, the Enid Goldstein Show. Here's Enid.
12:07, 7 minutes after 12 o'clock. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. I won't be yours tomorrow. T.R. Reid will be filling in. I have to go to a Choices Luncheon, but I may be calling in and letting you know what's going on. Goldie Hawn was going to be our speaker, but she's not going to be our speaker anymore, and it's going to be Marilee Matlin. This is interesting because I think Marilee Matlin does speak, but she is deaf. Well, what if she's our speaker and she doesn't speak? Well, we probably better not talk about that part of it. All right, let me lead with what the hot story. And I want to put two stories together, and I want you to tell me why I'm putting these two stories together, what these two stories have in common with each other. If you looked at your Rocky Mountain News this morning, and if you looked at your Denver Post, front page stories on the same topic. In the Rocky Mountain News, ex-CU kicker Katie Nida, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, Katie Nida, comes forward to say that she was raped. And here is the Denver Post, two more allege a sexual assault. Katie Nida told Sports Illustrated, Rick Riley was interviewing her, that she is a former CU place kicker. She alleged that she was sexually assaulted by CU football players, and another woman, also who's not named, has come forward. Look at that story, and then look at another story, and it starts out this way, but this is just the hook for the story. We'll talk more about the CU sexual assault allegations, because there's really a lot to cover there. You have a bishop in Arizona, Bishop Thomas J. O'Brien, who was arrested last year for his role in the hit and run that killed a carpenter. He was found guilty yesterday of leaving the scene of a fatal accident. He's 68 years old. His eyes welled up when the bailiff read the verdict. He looked crestfallen. The conviction concluded a 3.5-week trial during which the bishop, who resigned as leader of the Roman Catholic Diocese of Phoenix after his arrest, insisted from the witness stand he had no idea he hit a human being with his car while driving. I mean, his windshield was shattered, for God's sakes. What did he think he hit? He didn't apparently bother to investigate. In any event, this is certainly a felony, and I don't, here he is. He has been found guilty. I don't know what the sentencing is going to be here, but he's been found guilty of a fatal hit and run, a priest. In the meantime, in the New York Times, here's a story about a bishop going on TV proclaiming his chastity. Fighting allegations of gay affairs, a cleric turns to the press and two investigators, proclaiming that he has been chaste. Meantime, according to a survey, CNN says that 4,450 priests were accused of abuse. 4,450 priests accused of abuse, CNN is citing Catholic Church statistics. And then USA Today reporting, Church report masks local impact of abusive clergy, national figures keep parishioners in the dark, perpetuate an air of secrecy. And then they go on to list some horrifying statistics. In San Francisco, 56 clergy were accused of abuse. This is Roman Catholic clergy. 148 abuse claims in San Francisco. The costs of settling all this, $10.3 million. That's just in San Francisco. In Dallas, there were 16 Roman Catholic clergy accused. 48 abuse claims. The costs of settling, almost $50 million. Manchester, New Hampshire, not a huge place, 55 were the number of clergy accused of abuse. The abuse claims were 22, and the settlement costs were almost $20 million. And it goes on and on and on. So what do these two stories, put your thinking caps on, boys and girls and buckaroos, what do these two stories have in common with each other? Where you have priests who are forced now to go on TV to proclaim their chastity. You have CNN reporting that there were something like 4,400, almost 4,500 abuse claims, priests accused of abusing youths since 1950, only since 1950. You have a bishop convicted of a felony hit and run. He leaves the scene of the accident. He goes home and has something to eat. He doesn't bother to do anything. And he killed somebody and knocked him down, and then another car hit him, and it's not clear which car was the instrument of this poor pedestrian's death. And then you have got the CU story where two more women are coming forward to allege sexual assault. It's a big story on CNN, by the way, so it's becoming a huge national story. This is like the Air Force Academy assaults. And what the president Dr. Hoffman is proposing to do is to appoint a liaison to the athletic department. Let me just tell you where I come down on this right now. With all these sexual allegations emerging, whether sex was used for recruiting of players, or here were sexual assaults that occurred in the case Katie Nida is alleging that she was raped, that she was groped, that a lot of things, that she was harassed. And another woman is apparently going to be coming forward. I don't think it's enough to appoint a liaison to the athletic department. What you have got here is a whole culture that needs to get rooted out and cleaned up. And just appointing some person who's the liaison certainly is just a Band-Aid as far as I can see. 303-382-1150. Just a Band-Aid. Clearly, there's a deep-seated problem and a deeply rooted problem at CU. And it is not being handled with the present leadership. So I think they got a clean house. So I want to ask your opinion about that. I want to ask your opinion about the similarities between the CU sexual assault scandal and the Air Force Academy. And I want to ask you what these two stories have in common, the abuses in the Catholic Church And the sexual assaults that are being reported every day, new sexual assaults reported, CU Athletic Department. What do those two stories have in common, would you say? 303-382-1150. Why am I putting those two stories together? What do they tell us about the society as a whole? 303-382-1150. And while you're thinking about the answer to that question, it's being reported in, I think it was Bill Husted's column, that, oh, here it is. Well, you tell me what you think. I am up against, in noon to three, my competition includes Rush, I'm Not on OxyContin, Limbaugh, and Tom Martino. Well, here's Tom Martino. It's Bill Husted's column. It says that he and his wife, who've been married for 28 years, are headed for divorce. He says it's being done with class. Well, we'll see about that. He says of the split, there are no attorneys. Well, we'll see about that. We're going through mediation, and we're great friends. We were literally kids when we got married. We just drifted apart, you know. They don't have kids, Husted reports. So he took two dogs. She took one dog and two cats, and they each took their own horses. We're friends, and we talk every day, says Tom Martino. There's nothing juicy here. Well, all I can tell you is the minute moi, your radio goddess, gets into the noon to three slot, what happens? My one big competition, Rush Limbaugh, turns into a junkie, and Tom Martino gets divorced. So just be careful. That's all I can say. 303-382-1150. I'm asking the question, what is it that the University of Colorado story of all these sexual allegations, and it's big national news now, especially since Katie Nida was interviewed by Rick Riley, and it's a Sports Illustrated story. What does that have in common with these stories about priests who now have to force to go on TV proclaiming their chastity, the number of abusive clergy, which it looks like almost 4,500 since 1950? These you have a bishop who was convicted of a fatal hit and run. What does all this indicate to you? What's the story that you can make of this? 303-382-1150. And are you believing that just appointing somebody to be the liaison to the athletic department will somehow solve the problem? You think you want, can I sell you a bridge? 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. Let's go to the phones. Jill, calling from Colorado Springs. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi.
Hi, Jill.
I'm infuriated, Enid, and I usually don't agree with your views. I'm a very firm Republican, but I'm listening to Mike Rosen this morning, and Mike Rosen just destroyed in people's minds everything that women freedom has gained up until now. This morning, Mike Rosen said, you know, if a girl goes to a boy's house, it's a date, period. You know, that the guy's there only for one thing. There's no such thing as a friendship between a man and a woman. He also said, you know, she was putting herself in a boy's sport, and she had to expect this. I was infuriated. This is why this stuff is happening. You know, the men just expect that women should expect this. If we're going to play a boys' game, then we should expect
that. And what about Joyce Lawrence saying in the beginning, well, these ladies were drinking and they put themselves at risk? There is a certain amount of truth to it, but what she is saying is that her doubts lie more with the women than they do with the men.
Exactly.
And what does this say, Jill, about Mike Rosen? And, you know, here's my, it's the thief who thinks everybody else is out to steal. The guy who says guys are only in it for one thing, I think it tells you more about him than it tells you about the people he's trying to describe.
Oh, I was so disappointed this morning in him. I was hoping that people were not listening, because I've been taking women's classes in college, women's issues, and this is exactly why we're in the patriarchal society that we're in right now.
Well, I'm delighted that you called. What do you think should be done?
Do I think that an independent person will help? No. I think the problem is so much deeper than that.
I think it's the whole culture there.
Absolutely, it's the whole culture. It's not looking at men and women in different aspects. We've got to start remembering that men and women are both human. They don't ask to be abused, either one of them.
Jill, I thank you for the call, and I hope you'll continue to listen. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Call us again, 303-382-1150. Chris, calling from Broomfield. Hi. You're live with Enid.
Hey, Enid. How are you doing?
Doing well, Chris.
I think the relationship that you're making or insinuating a correlation between the Roman Catholic child abuse problem and the CU problem. I think the problem is that it was tolerated. I think it was known about in each institution, and it was tolerated in the sense that a blind eye was turned to it. Like with the priests, for instance, there were examples of like 154 priests that had 3,000 different abusive allegations against them, and they would just be jumped around from parish to parish.
Yeah, and the parishes would never be notified.
That's right.
That they had a problem priest coming in, somebody who had been accused of sexual abuse.
So I see that the problem is being a form of toleration of the behavior by both forms of the institution in the CU issue as well. I'm sure there must be, you know, people within the hierarchy that are aware of what's going on and have just turned a blind eye to it.
So and so your point is, Chris, and I think this is an excellent point, wasn't what I was thinking, but I think you made it better, made the better point than I would have, that there was a culture and a culture of secrecy and a culture in which people knew what was going on and a blind eye was turned. If you are looking at these statistics and you see that there were about 4,500 incidents since 1950 of abuse or accusation, let's see, 4,500 priests were accused of abuse.
Right.
Then either this had to be a recruiting service for pedophilia priests or abusive people to come in, or there was this culture of secrecy where, as you point out, everybody knew what was going on, and unless you knew the secret handshake, you were the odd person out, and you were the one most likely to be abused.
Absolutely. And one thing I'd like to point out, maybe 4,500 different priests, but don't forget, there could be as many as 3,000 abuses by each priest. I'm not saying each, you know, the 4,500.
Yeah, but there were multiple, some priests
multiple.
Were multiple abusers.
Absolutely.
So, but this is 4,450, so let's call it 4,500 priests since 1950. And CNN reported that there were 11,000 accusations of sexual abuse by priests, and that 6,700 were substantiated after investigations.
Right.
So more than half.
Right.
Thanks very much, Chris. I appreciate
you.
Your call. 303-382-1150. We're talking about the CU story. Two more women coming forward alleging sexual assault. One, the only woman who's ever been on the team, a place kicker, Katie Nida. She is alleging that she was raped. And my question is just appointing a liaison going to solve the problem? Number one. Number two, what is the CU story sounding like the Air Force Academy all over again? What does it have in common, in addition to what Chris has just pointed out, what does it have in common with the abuse by clergy? Any thoughts there? 303-382-1150. Ruth, calling from Fort Collins. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hello, Enid.
Hi, Ruth.
I enjoy your program so very, very much.
Thank
you're
you.
A bright spot in my day.
Thank you.
Well, as far as the what they have in common, of course, the hypocrisy just hits you square in the face. I would like to offer a little theory of mine. And, of course, the other, before I say that, of course, you're right. No liaison is going to solve this problem. But I have a little theory. I keep thinking back to how religion served us when I was young. And it wasn't a spectacle then. It was a very personal thing. People did not go around proclaiming who they were. And they did not take part in entertainment spectacles that you see on our television all the time. And I think all of this spectacular mass religion that carts itself around our nation and the world is doing damage to something that is quite beautiful and quite personal. And
well, I
quite
think it.
Private.
I think it has corrupted the process. Even
yes.
Somebody like Teddy Roosevelt would never, never. It was so private a matter. Your religion
right.
Would never even want to discuss it in any public way.
That's
and
right.
I think the people who posture most as being most pious are probably the most corrupt.
If I may say one more thing. I don't recall any administration to date that has used religion in such a horrible, hypocritical way. And I wish you luck with your program, Enid.
Thanks a lot, Ruth. I appreciate your call. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. Adam in Centennial. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. I wondered if you happened to have seen or read any of the comments by Coach Barnett last night, which outraged me.
What did he say? I saw a little bit, but I didn't see much.
Well, Channel 7 News was interviewing him, and he made a point, this was outrageous to me, to say that Katie Nida he said she was a terrible kicker.
Oh, yeah, I heard, yes, that's right. And I thought, you sound so ungallant. You sound like such a bastard, Coach Barnett.
I was outraged by that.
I don't blame you, because I'll tell you something. It was a way to diminish her, to say, well, she was terrible. Oh, really? So even if she was terrible, what does that have to do with anything? Does that mean she would deserve to be raped?
That's what I was thinking, and I sent, and I want to provide you an email address. It's president@cu.edu, and you can send an email to that Hoffman lady, and I called for his firing, because that's outrageous.
Well, he should have been, whatever he may have thought of her skills, and he apparently inherited her, and he didn't like her, he never liked her, and I think the point he may have been trying to make was that a lot of the other players didn't feel she deserved that honor, and that other people were more qualified, and so she brought it on, blame the victim, she must have brought it on herself. He should have taken the high road. This is a guy who's on the hot seat, if you ask me, and he should have been more gallant about it. Instead of being the bully that he sounded like, he should have said, well, she was controversial, and these allegations have to be looked into. This is horrible if anything like this occurred, and blah, 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 blah. That's the way he should have talked.
Why not say, you know, hey, this girl had a lot of guts to go out there and do that. And by golly, she deserves recognition for even taking to the field with these guys. And then look how she's treated. So
he tried to diss her. Here she was. She comes forward, and he's going to kick her one more time while he's doing the place kicking right there.
That's right. Well, I appreciate it. Thanks, Enid.
Thank you, Adam. 303-382-1150, talking about Katie Nida coming forward, alleging sexual assault, rape, actually, groping, and a lot of other things. Coach Barnett's response was to diss her, to say, well, you know, frankly, she wasn't very good. And Dr. Hoffman, Betsy Hoffman, appointing a liaison that's going to solve the problem to the athletic department. What does this all have in common with all these abuses that have been toted up in the Catholic Church, capped by a bishop in Arizona found guilty of a felony hit and run? What does this tell you? More as we continue. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150, KNRC.
More Enid Live.
And it's not the same for men.
Talking just gets you into trouble.
Next on AM 1150, KNRC.
What's all the buzz in the suburbs? Find out by subscribing to Buzz in the Burbs magazine. If you're looking for all the best places to eat, shop, travel, and have fun with the family, you'll find it in Buzz in the Burbs, the original lifestyle magazine for Denver suburbs. Buzz in the Burbs is a terrific resource with a wealth of information on fashion, food, home, travel, health, education, local events, personalities, and more. Best of all, you can get the buzz delivered right to your door. If you're not on the mailing list, call Buzz in the Burbs at 303-689-7665 or visit www.buzzintheburbs.com now to subscribe. For just over $1 a month, you get all the buzz about your suburban community right in your mailbox every month. 40,000 active, affluent families rely on Buzz in the Burbs for great ideas on family living. For advertising information or to subscribe, call 303-689-7665 or check out the buzz on the web at www.buzzintheburbs.com. Call 303-689-7665 today.
Hey, it's time to celebrate a tradition brought to the banks of the Mississippi in 1699. It's Fat Tuesday, also known as Mardi Gras. You don't have to travel far to have a jubilant time. Broussard's Creole Cafe kicks off Fat Tuesday at lunchtime with free red beans and rice for the first 50 people. Drape yourself with free Mardi Gras beads. Join the hoopla at Broussard's Creole Cafe on the 24th, where Gumbo the Gator will be there to entertain the kids. And let loose with the rhythm and blues of Bo and Sam with Wild and Peaceful. Also featuring special guests, the famous Otis Tinsley, a New Orleans-style piano player. Mardi Gras wouldn't be complete without the $3 hurricane served all day. The tradition of King Cakes lives with drawings for King Cakes and restaurant certificates. Frolic among the traditions of Mardi Gras, going on all day at Broussard's Creole Cafe, just across from the Capitol on Colfax. Broussard's is owned by a family from Louisiana that knows how to provide authentic Creole food and jovial jazz. And don't forget to inquire about their banquet facility. Call 303-361-0931.
Let's go forward, shall we? And your teenager is now in their 20s, so stoned they can't move, which is how they spent college and why they didn't finish and get the job they deserved or the friends. Wish you could do it over again? You can. If you know your child is smoking pot and drinking, do something. Visit theantidrug.com or call 1-800-788-2800 because life doesn't rewind. Action. The Anti-Drug.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
AM 1150 KNRC and the Denver Business Journal present Insights. Fascinating people making an impact on our world. Tune in to KNRC weekdays at 7:20 a.m. to hear interviews with leaders like Charles Schwab, Michael Dell of Dell Computers, Gloria Steinem, and Archbishop Desmond Tutu. These extraordinary individuals will share what made the difference in their careers and help them to establish their roles as leaders. Insights is brought to you by EKS and H Accounting and Business Advisory Firm and First National Bank of Colorado.
We discuss football issues, discuss team issues, and not at one time did she ever bring up to me any issue or any problem on our football team. In fact, she didn't even bring up the one player who was verbally abusing her. She did come to me about the stalker. The reason she didn't tell me is purely her reasons, but she can't speak for me. You know, I can speak for me, and I know I wanted it to work. Now, there came a point where it just wasn't going to work. It was too much of a distraction for our team, but that isn't why she didn't come back. She didn't come back or wasn't invited back because she wasn't one of the top five kickers.
Hi, this is Mike Reagan. Join me weeknights at 6 p.m. as Denver's Best Afternoon and Early Evening Talk continues exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
Lionel, would you join me every weeknight from 9 to midnight here on AM 1150 KNRC? Now back to Enid Goldstein.
Well, I guess everybody's telling me it's now back to Enid Goldstein. What's going on here? 12:30 on Enid Live, the Wednesday edition. I'm going to be off tomorrow. T.R. Reid from the Washington Post will be filling in for me, and I'm delighted that he is. He is the bureau chief for the Rocky Mountain region, and he was bureau chief in London for the Post and bureau chief in Tokyo as well, and he actually covered the story of the Arizona bishop who was convicted in this fatal hit and run for the Washington Post, and the Denver Post also ran in this morning's paper. The question I'm asking is, and the voice you were listening to was Coach Barnett, and here he is dissing Katie Nida big time. Two more sexual assaults being reported at CU. It's a huge national story. Rick Riley interviewed Katie Nida for a piece in Sports Illustrated when this is finally what made her go public. She's been talking to him about possibly that she had something to tell him for a while. And I think in the wake of all this other scandal, she decided to come forward. CU's response is pretty tepid. First of all, Joyce Lawrence should not be the co-chair of this committee. She is somebody who's already tipped her hand by indicating that she thinks that the girls who were drinking and so forth when in the recruitment scandal, she almost as much as said they put themselves at risk and pretty much had it coming. She didn't say that exactly, but that was the sense that you had. So her mind seems to be made up in advance, so I don't know how impartial she's going to be. Secondly, Bexy Hoffman appointing somebody who would be a liaison to the athletic department. You talk about putting a Band-Aid on a festering problem. And my question has been, what does this have in common with this Arizona bishop who was convicted in a fatal hit and run, another bishop who's forced to go on TV to proclaim his chastity? CNN statistics said that they were about 4,500 priests who've been accused of abuse and 11,000 accusations of sexual abuse. Of 4,500 priests, 6,700 of which were substantiated. What do these two stories have in common? What do you think they have in common? 303-382-1150. Rich, calling on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. It's nice to talk to you, and I want you to know, in my opinion, you've got the most mellifluous voice in radio.
Well, thank you.
Anyway, I wanted to comment.
If this doesn't work out, I could do 900 lines or something.
Okay, yeah, you could.
Well, but this is cheaper. It doesn't cost you anything to call in. Yes.
It may not pay you as much, though.
Oh, well, I'm not. You know, I'm not complaining.
Oh, that's good. Glad to hear that. Anyway, I want to comment on the characterization of Coach Barnett. I heard an interview of him last night on a different radio station, and what I heard him say there couldn't be further from the characterization that I'm hearing about him with respect to his comments about Katie. I mean, what I
did you hear? I mean, we played those comments just in the break.
I did not hear those, so I don't have that to compare to. So
I think we should replay those comments. Let's do it right now. Can we do that, Jordan? Yeah. All right. Wait a minute. We're racking it up. Here we go.
We discuss football issues, discuss team issues, and not at one time did she ever bring up to me any issue or any problem on our football team. In fact, she didn't even bring up the one player who was verbally abusing her. She did come to me about the stalker. The reason she didn't tell me is purely her reasons, but she can't speak for me. You know, I can speak for me, and I know I wanted it to work. Now, there came a point where it just wasn't going to work. It was too much of a distraction for our team, but that isn't why she didn't come back. She didn't come back or wasn't invited back because she wasn't one of the top five kickers.
That was it.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
Well, what do I think about that? I think some of that is taken out of context. So, I mean, you can draw conclusions.
What out of context? I mean, he's saying she's not, and he said actually worse things. I heard him say, just between us, she was not very good. She could, you know, I heard him say even worse things in the clip that we've got. So what's your point? Your point is your point that you're going to defend him, Rich?
No, I'm not stepping up to his defense. I'm just sharing what I heard him say last night and what it sounded like to me. I mean, I heard somebody that seemed like he was genuinely concerned for her welfare, that he did want her to work out.
But he also dissed her.
The issue, well, I mean, you know, it's an athletic pursuit, and if she's
this
not
isn't the time. This is
she's not as good a place kicker as he.
Why was that relevant to a rape charge? Why is that relevant to a rape charge?
Well, I think the discussion was centering around why she didn't come back on the team the next year. It wasn't, I don't think it was in the context of trying to justify a rape.
I think it was in the context. I think he was using that as some sort of a justification. I think it was so politically stupid of him to do it that I think it's going to be a nail in his coffin.
Listen to that interview. I did not get that at all from that.
All right, tell me. All right, Rich, tell me why you called. What is the point you want to make?
Well, the point I wanted to make is that it seemed like he was concerned for her welfare. He did want things to work out for her on the team, and he wanted her to come forward and talk to him directly, and he would like for her to come forward and name some names of who attacked her so that an investigation could ensue.
And if he was so supportive of her, well, I wonder why he dissed her abilities. But we'll leave it there, Rich, and we'll see how people respond to the point that you're making. 303-382-1150, Robert in Greeley. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Robert.
Hey, I think you stumbled onto something, and you nailed it, both with the issue on the priests or the bishops.
Yeah.
And this. I think when you talked about gallantry a minute ago, You nailed it. And I think that what's missing here is gallantry and honesty in both situations.
And how about honor? How about honor?
And honor. And, you know, and I totally agree with you. And I think that there's a reason that I think that this gallantry, honor, and integrity and honesty is gone. And I think it's because where is the gallantry, the old gallantry that says women don't belong at the front lines of our military? They belong at home being protected by that. Women don't belong to be on a football field getting the heck kicked out of them by 250-pound men. They don't belong in those arenas. When the gallantry is expressed in those arenas, men are condemned. But they're asked to be gallant at the audience. It's like a political double talk. And you see,
are you telling me that men are so retarded that when that their gallantry is suspended when women are on an equal playing field with them, so that in the workplace, in the battlefield, in the athletic field, they are unable to muster gallantry? They can only be gallant when the little woman is at home being subservient. Is that what you're telling me, Robert?
No, what I'm saying is it's like you're on a football field and you're a 250-pound guy and you're running at a 120-pound woman or a 140-pound woman.
Yeah, but she wasn't getting raped.
They don't want you to be gallant at that point. You want them to be fair and knock her head off.
She wasn't being raped. She's not being raped. Wait a minute. She's not being raped on the football field. And let me tell you something else. You're running at 1,000 miles a second on the football field to do something, but when you're off the field and you're driving your Ferrari at 1,000 miles an hour, you can expect to get a speeding ticket. So football players know that there's behavior that is acceptable on the field and that there's behavior that is not acceptable off the field. And if you're telling me men are too stupid to be able to turn that switch on and off, then I think you are probably doing men as great a disservice as they have done to Katie Nida. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1150 KNRC. 12:39, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 70 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by the Home Depot. An Amber Alert has been issued for a 16-year-old girl who was kidnapped from her Denver home this morning. Police say Sylvia Aguirre was taken from her home by 20-year-old Jose Esquivel earlier this morning. Aguirre is described as 5 feet 10 inches tall with a medium build, black hair, and brown eyes. She was last seen wearing a red top with white shorts. Esquivel was wearing jeans and a black jacket. Call police with any information. CU President Betsy Hoffman is meeting today with football coach Gary Barnett to discuss the comments he made yesterday afternoon concerning the allegations from Katie Nida that she was raped while playing football for the university. Barnett made several remarks regarding Nida's playing ability and how he would not have any more women on his team. The Arvada and Englewood Police Departments, along with the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, are working together to see if there is a link between two cases of animal cruelty. In two separate incidents, dogs were burned. In sports, the Colorado Avalanche back on the ice at the Pepsi Center tonight welcome the Edmonton Oilers. The Avs beat the Oilers when they last played in January. Have your kitchen cabinets installed by licensed and insured professionals through the Home Depot At Home Services. Visit your local store today for more info. Trust the Home Depot At Home Services. License numbers available upon request. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 12:40.
Congrats to former Bronco quarterback and one of Denver's own, John Elway, for his election into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Ready, break!
We are proud of you. Congrats from the staff at AM 1150 KNRC.
In 1779, before he became the second president of the United States, John Adams wrote to his wife Abigail, "I am but an ordinary man. The times alone have destined me to fame." As John's political career grew and the couple's correspondence continued year upon year, these two preserved a unique and historical legacy through their intimate accounts and keen insight into the founding of our nation. In an effort to bring these two characters and their worlds to life, and as part of the Continuing American Spirit series, the Colorado Endowment for the Humanities will present An Evening with John and Abigail Adams, America's first true political couple, on state at historic Trinity United Methodist Church in downtown Denver on Thursday, February 19th, 2004, from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Tickets to this unique fundraising event are $35 and may be purchased by phone at 303-894-7951 or online at www.ceh.org. Again, to purchase tickets, call 303-894-7951.
KNRC News Time is 12:42. Time to check with Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is brought to you by MLT Vacations. Eastbound I-70 at Wadsworth. Sounds like a vehicle fire. We also had a bit of a problem due to an injury accident. Westbound I-70 at Sheridan. That should be out of there, so watch for that. Traffic light's not working. Watch for major delays at Parker and Peoria. Let Northwest World Vacations take you to Maui. Get nonstop air and two nights hotel for just $528 per person. Call your travel professional or visit NWAWorryFreeVacations.com. Restrictions apply. I'm Darren Copeland with your traffic. Doug Kellett's on 3 to 6 on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Stephanie DeLuca with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. 66 for a high today with lots of sunshine thanks to surface high pressure. Tonight, partly cloudy down to 34, and things change tomorrow. The clouds roll in. Scattered rain or snow showers early, then snow likely for the afternoon. Looking at around 1 to 3 inches possibly. Much colder. Our morning highs are in the 40s. Temperatures falling to near freezing. And for Friday, sunshine in 39. For the Weather Channel, I'm Stephanie DeLuca on AM 1150 KNRC.
Partly cloudy skies, 70 degrees. KNRC News Time is 12:43. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Warm up your winter with a roof-raising celebration of the music and times of electrifying jazz legend Alberta Hunter. Told in the Key of Blues, the new Denver Civic Theater at 721 Santa Fe Drive presents a loving tribute to an icon of the blues, legendary songstress Alberta Hunter, whose international career spans a century. According to the Denver Post, these two actresses are as good as anyone doing anything on Broadway. Cookery is a bio-musical that has a life story worth retelling. Great seats are still available. Call today, 303-309-3773. Cooking at the Cookery, set in 1977, is written, directed, and choreographed by Marion J. Caffey. It stars Tony nominee Ernestine Jackson and Janice Lorraine, who impersonates Hunter with sass, energy, and musical savvy, said Donald Lyons of the New York Post. Tickets are just $40 Wednesday through Saturday at 8 p.m. Weekend matinees at 3 p.m. Sunday at 7 p.m. Tickets on sale at Tickets West Outlets King Supers by calling 866-464-2626 or call the theater at 303-309-3773.
KNRC Market Watch.
Stocks are now sliding after pretty much running in place the last few hours. The blue chips, in fact, are hitting their lows for the day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is now off 47 points. The NASDAQ is down 6. The S&P 500 is losing 5. There's more merger talk in the air. This time, Owens, Illinois, is in talks to buy BSN Glasspack of France. If that happens, OI would become the biggest glass container maker in Europe. It's already the top dog in North America, South America. In Australia, Owens, Illinois, is gaining a dollar. Heinz is revising its earnings expectations, narrowing the range a bit. The ketchup maker is dipping 2 cents. And United Airlines is changing its look a bit. Its planes will now feature a dark blue belly, a white top, and large letters across the front. Again, the Dow is off. It's off some 48 points right now. The NASDAQ down 6. I'm John Wardock from the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Traffic makes us crazy.
Drive carefully.
But Darren Copeland makes the ride home just a bit easier. Keep up with the latest traffic info afternoons during the Doug Kellett Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Enid Goldstein Show continues on AM 1150 KNRC.
12:45 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock tomorrow. TRE will be filling in for me. I have to attend an event here in Denver, but I'll be calling in. I'll try to call in, or I might even show up toward the end of the broadcast. We'll see, depending on how everything goes. But he is really wonderful. He is the bureau chief, Rocky Mountain bureau chief for the Washington Post. What we're talking about is the allegations of more rape charges against various CU football players. It's a national story. We have one line open. Somebody grab it, 303-382-1150. What does this story have in common, by the way, with the clergy abuse story? What are your thoughts? Because I have some thoughts about it, which I will share with you as we continue. But what are your thoughts about why these two stories make a larger picture? What do you think it is? And is it going to be enough simply to appoint a liaison to oversee the athletic department? It looks to me like there's a deep-rooted culture in this athletic department. And when Coach Barnett, when Gary Barnett says, he starts dissing this woman who has just come forward with allegations of rape against a teammate, sounds like a teammate, somebody on the team, he starts dissing her. Where was the gallantry? I mean, he was really very stupid from a public relations point of view. I think this man has got to go, and I think all the leadership in that department's got to go, and they've got a clean house, and apparently they bring in so much money that the whole thing has corrupted not only the department, but I believe corrupted the luster of the institution. What do you think? 303-382-1150, and then you got guys like Rosen in the morning, apparently, according to one of you, defending the behavior that's going on among the men, dissing the women. Oh, Cherche La Femme, Juliet, on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hello. Hi, Enid. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
We have experts, I guess they're endocrinologists or whatever, that tell us that men are slaves to their sex drives and that their hormones are so overwhelming they just can't keep Johnny down. And I don't buy it. And I think that there are men that control themselves, and they are the ones that should be the most angry about this. I think that this is only a way to absolve themselves of any responsibility, and it's an excuse for bad behavior.
I agree with you, and it's also a way to blame the victim.
Uh-huh, yeah, and it pushes all the responsibility onto the female. And I think it's the same thing with the Catholic priests, that this is something that they, you know, they just can't control themselves. And
well, also, it's an abusive position in both cases.
Yes, yes.
And the idea about strength is, strength isn't overpowering somebody who's weaker than you are. That isn't what real strength is about. In fact, you could call that weakness.
Right.
Somebody who's really strong does not have to overpower someone who is not as physically strong. If you have to do that, you are a weak person. And are men so feeling so weak about themselves that the only way they can feel good about themselves, whether they're priests or whether they're football players, and it's a, both a secret fraternity in a way, a culture of secrecy, is to overpower people who are weaker than they are, or who have you know, who look up to them in some way.
Right, right. And I don't think that women are completely free of blame here. Not all women, but when I see the MTV videos where women are shaking their booties right in front of the camera with a close-up of their crotch, and this is something that used to only be seen in strip clubs. And
yeah, but what is this, Julia? What does this have to do with CU?
Well, I think that...
Those women shaking their booties with close-up crotch shots, they're willing to do whatever it takes. But what does this have to do with CU?
I think that a lot of young women are trying to emulate that. And
yeah, but here you are. You're blaming the girls, and I don't think that that's fair to do. 303-382-1150. There is a sort of shared negligence, though, I would say. If you're going to get yourself loaded and you're going to be in a position where you could easily be, you know, where you don't have your faculties about you and you can easily be overpowered, then you're not helping your case very much. There is a kind of shared negligence here. There's a shared responsibility here. But that doesn't appear to be the case with Katie. I don't know what the circumstances were, but that so far that's what's not been, that hasn't been reported. 303-382-1150. Larry calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Am I on, Enid?
Yeah, Larry, welcome.
Thank you. I just wanted to comment on Barnett's statement as well. I didn't read her Sports Illustrated article. I did read an excerpt of it in USA Today, but I don't think she ever accused Barnett of knowing anything or what have you. In fact, she said he didn't know. But it struck me about Barnett's statement was that when he responded, it was all about he didn't have the what was missing from his statement was some comment that said, you know, if these facts turn out to be true or
this
whatever,
is horrible.
This is
instead
a horrible thing.
Yeah, instead he just started dissing her. That's right.
And, you know, instead of talking about her or even without prejudging, to just say, if this all proves out, this was a terrible thing, he just moved into talking about himself, and I didn't know, and nobody told me
anything. What does that tell you about him? It tells you that he's on the hot seat, and he's the best defense is a good offense, and he's going to take off after her. And I'll tell you, this he's really short-sighted because I think it makes him look just horrible. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Don't settle for half the talk. Hear both sides talk on AM 1150 KNRC.
Shopping for a mortgage should be no different from shopping for any big-ticket item, a car, a refrigerator, a house. You're looking for the best possible value available. Investment Property Funding Incorporated offers just that. The best mortgage rates available, starting at 1.25% for primary residences and just 1.65% for investment properties, with no points, no junk fees, and no surprises at closing. Increase your cash flow by hundreds, if not thousands of dollars per month. Investment Property Funding can handle all your mortgage needs with your choice of fixed rate, adjustable rate, or interest-only programs. They have a full menu of options for savvy, no-nonsense borrowers like you. Don't wait. Get the rates you deserve today by calling the professionals at Investment Property Funding Incorporated at 303-531-8508. That's 303-531-8508. Your mortgage experts, 303-531-8508, or online at ipfunding.com.
Hi, this is Larry King. It seems like we're all trying to eat right these days, but how about drinking right, too? Did you know that a delicious 6-ounce glass of Welch's 100% grape juice, made from Welch's own Concord grapes, counts as a serving of fruit? It also has three times the antioxidant power of grapefruit, tomato, or even orange juice. Not bad when you consider that growing evidence suggests diets rich in antioxidants may reduce the risk of heart disease. Welch's Purple Grape Juice. Don't just eat right. Drink right, too.
In the spring of 1954, an unidentified woman was found murdered in Boulder Canyon. Nearly 50 years later, the police still have no idea who this woman was or who ended her life. Police technology has come a long way since 1954 and could possibly shed some light on this cold case. But we need your help. The Boulder History Museum has set up a Jane Doe Fund to pay for DNA tests and other procedures. You can help with your tax-deductible donation to the Jane Doe Fund. Contact the Boulder History Museum at 303-449-3464 or check out BoulderJaneDoe.com for more information. Have your kitchen cabinets installed by licensed and insured professionals through the Home Depot At Home Services. Visit your local store today for more information. The Home Depot At Home Services, installation you can trust.
Talk to Alan Combs.
Democrats need a vision. They can't keep doing what they're doing. And this frustrates me because I am a Democrat. I happen to think Democratic policies are the best for America, but they've done a lousy job of articulating them and showing America a vision for the future. You have Howard Dean who's saying, it's only a theory, but the Saudis told Bush about 9/11 before the fact. It's only a theory. Well, then don't say it, because people are going to think you're promoting that theory. You're not going to win saying that. Maybe you win the nomination, but you're not going to become president.
Alan Combs, late night, starting at midnight on AM 1150 KNIC. How did the Avalanche or the Nuggets do last night? Find out with Tony DeSiri.
Tony DeSiri.
Morning sports reports, exclusively on AM 1150 KNIC. Goldstein Show continues on AM 1150 KNRC.
1255 on a Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. Let's go to the phones and to Kashmir calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hello, how are you doing today?
Doing well, Kashmir.
All right, fine. I think what we're seeing here is something that's been going on since the beginning of time, and that's the battle of the sexes. And I just believe right now the women found it a very opportune time to kick all these allegations to gain their power. I mean, right now you got the strongest Democratic person is Hillary Clinton, and she's going to be coming up in 2008. She's going to be the next president, I believe, in 2008. And you just got all these things surfacing up to that pinnacle that's going to happen. And I think a lot of these allegations that's floating around, I think they're false, because if you're raped,
how do you know that these are false allegations? You conducted an investigation, Kashmir?
No, but I will tell you this much. Just being that I'm human just like you, I know that if you are raped, the first person you call is not Sports Illustrated. You call the authorities. And when a woman...
When you're the only female on that team, and this happens, maybe you don't call anybody. Maybe you keep your mouth shut. And then when all the other allegations begin to surface, that's when you gather your courage and you come forward.
Come on, you know that's crap.
Nope.
I feel like your body and who you are is more important than a position on a football team.
So you think this is all BS? You think she just made this up? That this is complete BS?
You got the Kobe Bryant thing going on. You got the Air Force thing going on. You got the CU thing going on. I mean, there's so much sex going on. Why not? This is your chance to get some attention, and you're the type of woman that wanted attention from the beginning, because you're trying to be in a sport that's predominantly, no, it's all men, and you're trying to tap into that. So what can give you power? What can give you the edge? Going to Sports Illustrated with this story so you get more attention and hopefully more universities will want you on their side.
All right, Kashmir, thank you for the call. I'm glad you're not on the committee there, but he belongs there with Joyce Lawrence, Ray, in Colorado Springs. Are you live with Enid?
Hi, yeah, this is Ray.
Yeah, welcome.
Hi. I'm concerned with one thing that everybody seems to overlook, and that's simply, what was the number one party school in the country?
I mentioned it yesterday. You got it.
So somebody else brought it up.
I brought it up. CU is the number one party school, and you have all these activities, at least the ones, I don't know about Katie Nida's case, because I don't have the details on that one, but the recruitment, the rapes alleged in the act of recruiting new players for the team, fueled by alcohol. So don't you think they go hand in hand?
Well, yes. I'll tell you what. I went down. My daughter went to Mesa State. I went to that school, and unexpectedly, I went into the dorms. I couldn't believe the kind of things that go on in those college schools. There was no concern, no thought of education at all. This was party number one. It's party around the clock in those places.
Ray, thanks for the call. 303-382-1150. Christopher in Boulder. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, how's it going, Enid?
Doing well, Christopher.
I just wanted to say, you were asking about how these connect somehow.
Yes.
Well, like last week you were saying about penguins going, you know, gay.
Yes. There are a lot of gay penguins around. Apparently.
Well, it's the same thing, really. They're all locked up together, you know. They're all together, and there's mostly just men there, you know. They gotta release something.
So why aren't they going after each other?
I don't know either.
Thank you, Christopher. It's a good question. 303-382-1150. Roger in Highlands Ranch. You're live with Enid.
Hey, Enid. Well, you, I think, hit it on the head a couple minutes ago. You used the term fraternity. What you've got are two old boy networks. And old boy networks tend to cover for each other. And they tend to think they can get away with anything that they want to.
I think that's an excellent point. I hadn't thought about that so much, but I think that's really a good point, Roger. Thanks
and,
very
much. Well, hold on for one second.
Yeah, tell me real quick. We only have
about
5 seconds.
One more old boy network that's sitting in Washington right now.
Oh, there it is.
There you
go. Better unleash the penguins on them. Thank you very much. 303-382-1150. Don't go anywhere. Two more hours of Enid coming up right here on AM 1150 KNRC. And I'll talk more about what I see is how it is that there's a larger picture painted between the abuses in the Roman Catholic Church. And by the way, I did go to Catholic school for a while. And what's going on at CU, the rape allegations, right here on
KNRC 1150. Hear both sides talk. AM 1150, KNRC, Englewood, Denver. Enid Goldstein continues straight ahead. It's 1 o'clock.
Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 70 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by the Home Depot. An Amber Alert has been issued for 16-year-old Sylvia Aguirre, who, according to police, was kidnapped this morning from her home on High Street in Denver. Police say 20-year-old Jose Esquivel took Aguirre, who's described as 5 feet 10 inches tall with a medium build, black hair, and brown eyes. She was last seen wearing a red top with white shorts. Esquivel was wearing jeans and a black jacket. Anyone with information regarding her whereabouts is asked to contact police immediately. Arvada police have locked down two elementary schools after shots were fired at a nearby home. Shots were heard at a home near 62nd and Cody. As a precautionary measure, the Arvada Police Department locked down both Fitzmorris and Peck Elementary Schools. The department stresses this is only a precautionary measure, as the suspect may be in the vicinity. The controversy surrounding the University of Colorado football program continues to swirl. CU Athletic Director Dick Tharps states the university's stance on the scandal.
We need information, and we want to pursue them because we get a lot of serious allegations about things, and we need to be able to investigate them. We need to be able to find out if there's somebody responsible for them and then take appropriate action.
The controversy at CU became a national story when word came yesterday that Katie Nida, a former CU place kicker, had allegedly been raped while playing for the school. University President Elizabeth Hoffman is requesting a meeting with head football coach Gary Barnett to discuss his comments on the Katie Nida allegations. Barnett made several remarks regarding Nida's playing ability and how he would not have any more women on his team. Barnett also defused the rumor that he would be stepping down as head coach yesterday. Three local law enforcement agencies are teaming up to find out if there's a link between two cases of animal cruelty. Monday night, officers responded to two cases of dogs being burned. Police departments from Arvada and Englewood are investigating, as is the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, whose spokesman Jim Shires explains what authorities are trying to do.
Link the clues that we have and evidence that we have, whether it be fingerprints or any videotape that may have been from surveillance cameras from not only the locations, the actual locations of where the crimes occurred, but surrounding areas as well.
On Monday night at a movie theater in Arvada, an employee found two dogs in a burning kennel. One of them survived and is in good condition at a Wheat Ridge Animal Shelter. That same night, an employee at a Littleton Fitness Center spotted a burning dog in a stairwell. At the same time, the employee saw a man holding two other dogs. He dropped one and ran away. Detectives say several dogs were taken from the Humane Society in Englewood. Shire says if you own a dog, you can reduce the chance of it being stolen by not letting it out at night. Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean is ending his White House quest. Dean formally bowed out during a rally in his home city of Burlington, Vermont today. Dean, a medical doctor, said his campaign was about what is right, not popular.
We will continue to fight. This is
the end of phase one of this fight, but the fight will go on, and we will be together in that fight. We will continue to bring our message of hope and change to the American people.
Dean said he and supporters are leaving one track, but we're going on another track to take back America. He added, we are not going away. Dean praised his supporters and said his presidential campaign has exposed the radical nature of George W. Bush's right-wing agenda. He said he'll continue to stand up against the divisive politics of the far right. North Carolina Senator John Edwards, meanwhile, made an impressive showing in Wisconsin's primary yesterday, but it still wasn't enough to beat frontrunner John Kerry. With just 2 weeks to go until Super Tuesday, Kerry has picked up 15 wins in the 17 primary or caucus elections that have been held thus far. Edwards says he'll be running a national campaign from here on out to capitalize on his surprising close finish in Wisconsin. Authorities may have some clues into the mysterious disappearance of a Mississippi family. Lab results from the home of the Hargan family are expected soon. Michael Hargan, his wife Rebecca, and their 4-year-old son have been missing since Saturday. No signs of forced entry or robbery in the family's home. Stocks were lower heading into the last hour of today's trading session. The Dow down almost 54 points, the NASDAQ down about 4.5, and the S&P 500 down 6. In sports, the Edmonton Oilers come to the Mile High City tonight to take on the Colorado Avalanche. Avs beat the Oilers when they last played in January. Denver Nuggets are off until Friday when they'll be in Orlando to play the Magic. Last night, the Nuggets hammered the Philadelphia 76ers 106-85. Have your kitchen cabinets installed by licensed and insured professionals through the Home Depot At Home Services. Visit your local store today for more info. Trust the Home Depot At Home Services. License numbers available upon request. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 105.
Now, the next generation of talk radio.
Talk with us.
Blah, 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 blah.
Hear both sides talk on AM 1150 KNRC.
Wow, I can't believe it. 50 years. Hi, this is Keith Lair with my sister Linda asking you to come see Lair Fireplace and Patio for all your fireplace needs and help us celebrate our 50th year in business.
Lair's is truly a family business. With our brother Ken at our Arvada store at 81st and Sheridan, I'm at our Littleton store on South Broadway, just north of Arapaho Road, and Keith is at our original store in Denver at Holly and Evans.
When our father, Joe Lair, started in 1954, he had a very simple philosophy. Sell quality products and treat your customers fairly. You know what? It's worked for 50 years.
That's why we carry quality fireplaces and inserts from Napoleon.
If you're building, remodeling, or converting an existing fireplace to gas, check out the superior construction and efficiency of Napoleon.
You know, the fireplace is the focal point of most rooms, so do it right. Don't skimp. Our expert installers can give you a free estimate right in your home.
That's Lair Fireplace and Patio, Denver's most trusted fireplace specialist for 50 years.
KNRC News Time is 106. Time to go to Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is brought to you by Post News Jobs, and we do have some problems eastbound I-70 at Federal and Exit. Vehicle fire westbound eastbound I-70 at Wadsworth, and we have a problem due to the traffic lights not working at Parker and Peoria. Ball Aerospace, a leader in the aerospace and defense industry, is looking for engineers. Apply today at ballaerospace.com. For more details, see the Sunday Denver Post or visit postnewsjobs.com. I'm Darren Copeland with your traffic. You can hear Michael Reagan beginning at 6 right after Doug on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel, watching this next winter storm bearing down on us. It'll be partly cloudy today with a high near 70. Clear skies tonight for the most part with a low around 35. And then an absolute mess tomorrow. Clouds, scattered rain or snow showers to start. It'll be turning much colder as temperatures fall from the 40s in the morning to near freezing in the afternoon. And it'll all change to snow with about 1 to 3 inches accumulation. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's partly cloudy, 70 degrees. KNRC News Time is 107. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 135 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, we think Denver's choice for talk. Now one of the Mile High City's most entertaining talk personalities, the Enid Goldstein Show. Here's Enid.
107, 7 minutes after 1 o'clock. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. TRE will take over for me tomorrow. He is heads up the Rocky Mountain Bureau for the Washington Post. He's headed up the London Bureau. He's been bureau chief in Tokyo. A distinguished reporting career, and he'll be in for me tomorrow. I have to go to a community event The Choices Luncheon, and I'll report back to tell you what I see. Marilee Matlin is supposed to be speaking. I know she can't hear, but she's an actress, so we assume she talks. If she doesn't, it'll be even more interesting, and I'll have a report for you, snide as ever. But I will be back with you on Friday, and we're talking about what's going on at CU. We're talking about Coach Barnett's very unfortunate comments about Katie Knight. If you're just tuning in, she has come forward to allege that she was raped. She's done so in a story that Rick Riley did for Sports Illustrated. My cousin used to be a managing editor at Sports Illustrated. And Rick Riley, of course, has a bestseller. I think the book is called Who's Your Caddy, something like that. I forget exactly the title of it. But in any event, she has come forward. Here she was, a place kicker. And Barnett dissed her. You have another woman coming forward whose name is not immediately available. Betsy Hoffman has said she's going to appoint a liaison to the athletic department because she can't be there overseeing it and nobody else can 24 hours a day. Is that going to solve the problem, or does this sound to you like a culture deeply embedded with problems having to do with rape, using sex as a recruiting tool, rape. Here we have somebody who is a place kicker, and he disses her. That was really dumb of him to do that. And there is a growing movement, I think, for him to resign. I think that whole athletic department needs to be cleaned out. And then you've got a lot of people defending him and defending the fact that this is an all-male institution. Now, what I want to know is another all-male institution, and that is the priesthood. What these two have in common when CNN is reporting that there are about 4,500 priests who have been accused of sexual abuse. There were 11,000 accusations in all, 6,700 of them were substantiated. What do these two stories have in common? What picture do they paint of the larger society? 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. I think there's one line open. Jason in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, how you doing today?
Doing well, Jason.
Good. I think the most obvious connection is from the very beginning, no matter how much they knew, was a series of cover-up and denials, as opposed to just aggressively going after the problem and addressing it.
That's true. That's part of it. But there's a bigger picture that it paints. What do you think?
Well, I mean, obviously, CU, and there's a lot of different variables involved in a Catholic church and a major college like CU, a football organization like that brings in so much money. If you look at it across the board, that's what the organization exists for, is for money. And the culture of partying at CU is just, you know, they try to do what they can about it, but one thing's going to lead to another. I don't necessarily know if Barnett, how much he knew before what was going on, but people underneath him were definitely organized.
Let me tell you something. If he didn't know, then he does not deserve to have the job.
Exactly. No, absolutely.
If this happened on his watch, and if he had been more apologetic, more mea culpa, but instead he disses her, that's it. He ought to be gone.
Not even a question. You have to take responsibility from the very beginning. And taking on that kind of situation and just accusing her of being a horrible player and other things, instead of being concerned about what's actually going on underneath you, these kids, they're kids. They're kids coming in trying to grow up and learn.
Well, and you set a standard. Now, we are not seeing this is not to say that it's not happening in other schools, but there's something about the CU party school environment, something about this culture that is fostering what's going on here, and something about the athletic department, and something about the corrosive effects of money.
That's what it comes right down to. That's the number one objective.
I think it plays a big part. I thank you for the call, Jason. 303-382-1150. That opens up one line. There's one line open. Let's head over to Ann in Wheat Ridge. You're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Ann.
I think maybe this reflects really the society as a whole. I think we're going back into acceptance of male dominance. And I hate to sound like a person in the 60s, but I am. And it just seems like these things are coming forward that have been going on for quite some time. And I think we need to have another women's group that holds the society's toes to the fire, not like what is present now, and not as radical as what happened in the 60s and 70s, but I do think we need an organization that points these things out.
I think so, too. But look at what a university is supposed to stand for. It embodies our highest ideals. At least that's the lip service that we hear about universities and what they like to think of when they describe themselves.
Right. Right, exactly.
That this is where we're teaching our best and our brightest, that we embody here in the in academe, the highest ideals of the society. Actually, I have had friends who are professors in universities, and the backbiting, the backstabbing, the politics was dismaying to me when I first learned of it, because I really had these stupidly idealistic ideas of what goes on in universities as opposed to what goes on in the real world.
I did, too. I went back to school in the 80s, the Arizona State University, and I, too, had that idea and really contemplated becoming a professor. And I saw the politics and the ugliness of the teachers that were there, the system, and there was no way I would do that. No way.
And well, the other thing I want to point out, too, is the corrupting influence. Corrupting, that would be a big word here, of athletics, of the money machine that athletics becomes.
Well, it's power, you know.
Yeah.
Power corrupts.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ann. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. Marcia and Conifer, hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Marcia.
Hi. You know, it's also, I think, about predators in our society. I know that pedophilias will deliberately apply for jobs with the purpose of gaining access.
Oop, I guess she dropped off. Okay, call us back. Something happened with that connection. Barbara, on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid. Barbara? Uh-oh, I think, are we having some problems with the lines? Okay, something, wait a minute, let me just see. Did I do something wrong? Wait a minute, let's try that. All right, are you there, Barbara?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay, we were having some problems here. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I agree with just about everything you've said today. And God knows, the old boys' society is enough to drive anyone in the business world or sports world or anything else crazy. And this is why people that are in sports think they can kill their wives, rape women, etc. But we could talk about this till the cows come in. I want to hear you get back on the national politics.
Well, we will. We're going to get there.
Stay tuned,
Barbara, because we got hot stuff. I mean, Dean has dropped out of the race. You've got Edwards moving up very surprisingly. Boy, is he hustling hard, and he's so cute. He is a Brett girl. There's no question about it. And
yeah.
And here he was within about 3 or 4 points of John Kerry, who looks more and more in need of Botox every day. So we'll see what we'll get there, Barbara.
Okay, there's just one other thing I want to say.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Bill and Hillary elected as queen and king.
Uh-oh, a lot of people are going to hate you for saying that, Barbara.
Oh, I know that.
All right, thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Vicki calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Would that be me?
That would be.
Enid, I wonder if you see a common thread. This is an answer to your earlier question. With blind loyalty to well-moneyed, popular institutions. You have the church, you have football, you have marriage.
I hadn't thought about that, but that is all true.
And it's the same kind of loyalty that I saw demonstrated en masse after 9/11. The public ran to the support of police and firefighters who, I'm sorry to say, were only doing their jobs.
Right.
I also wanted to ask you if you saw Ron Zappolo's comment on last night's Fox 31 broadcast.
I did not, but somebody emailed me. Tell me what you saw.
That might have been my comment, but
okay.
What he asked this reporter, was it the Sports Illustrated reporter?
Yeah, Rick Riley.
He asked whether Katie's comments could be deemed credible.
Do you think that that's an unfair question, though, Vicki?
I do, because it would be tantamount to asking Paul Child's mother if she was certain he was her son.
Did Ron Zappolo go on to say anything more? And what did Rick Riley say? Because I think Rick Riley answered in the affirmative that he felt it was very credible, right?
He did, but it was the fact that Ron would even ask that sort of question. I don't think he would have asked it if someone were accused of murdering someone else.
Okay. All right, let's throw that out there, because in a way I'm not, I could see where Ron might want to ask that. I mean, I could see that could be a question that I could have asked. I could have asked that question, so I don't want to diss Ron's, you know, on that particular question. I didn't hear the rest of the interview.
I frankly didn't think that the question was necessary.
But you thought that was a real insult to her for him to have asked that question.
It was an insult not only to her, but to every rape victim.
Okay. All right, let's put that out there. Let's see how people who did see the interview, whether, you know, how they feel about it as well. I see what you're saying. But I could see that question being asked.
Well, I appreciate you taking my call. I love your show.
Vicki, thank you so much. We aren't always going to agree, but I thank you for bringing it up. 303-382-1150. Brad, calling from Evergreen. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, Enid.
Hey.
Boy, I got to tell you, you guys, I'm hearing liberal after liberal blaming everyone, but no one talking about personal responsibility. I hear everybody blaming organizations and men and asking the wrong question. How dare he ask someone whether she's credible or not? I mean, this is ridiculous, Enid, don't you think?
Tell me what your point is. Do you think that Katie caused her own rape?
I think what happens a lot of times. I don't know what happened specifically with her. But what I noticed is she decided she'd go to Sports Illustrated with it rather than the law. And anybody who does that, I question their credibility right away. She should, first of all, if she was being close,
what about, if you're talking about personal responsibility, what about the guy who raped her? What about that personal responsibility?
I think that guy should go to jail if that's true.
Uh-huh. All right, let me paint a picture for you.
Man, we don't blame every organization that she was involved in.
Brad, let me paint a picture for you. Here she is, the only woman on a team, a football team filled with men. The rape happens, a guy with an erection gropes, busts his body up against hers. She's groped all the time, and not to mention the whatever they might have said to her, whatever the verbal harassment may have been consisted of. She's got all this stuff going on. She's not going to say anything because she knows if she says anything, they're not going to believe her, and this is the culture that is weighed against her. Sometime elapses, and other women are coming forward, and now she sees her moment, and she goes to Sports Illustrated. Now, I could see why she did that. I don't know why she won't go to the law. That I don't understand, but I could see her going to Sports Illustrated.
I understand. Everybody's hassled on a football team.
Is everybody raped on a football team, Brad?
I don't know that anybody was raped here.
Do you think that being raped should be her reward for being the only woman on the team?
She should have gone straight to the coach, and the coach would have stopped that right away. This coach would have stopped that right away. So this is just nonsense, Enid.
I don't know that she didn't go to the coach and say, look, this is happening. But what she did finally do is she went public. And what you want to do, Brad, like a lot of conservatives who talk about taking responsibility, you want to blame the victim. 303-382-1150. George in Lafayette. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Good afternoon, Enid.
Hi, George.
I think I stand in complete opposition to your previous caller. However, I think there is one ray of sunshine in this whole sphere of affairs, and this came actually from Katie Nida. She said when she went to University of New Mexico, the climate was completely different.
Yeah, that's what she said.
And there was no one bothered her.
Right.
And that football program apparently is run by a coach who knows right from wrong.
And who has zero tolerance
for sexual assault, for this kind of behavior.
That's right.
So
it can be done.
So it can be done. So as far as President Hoffman is concerned at CU, I don't think she really needs a liaison at this point. What she needs is a broom.
Thank you, George. 303-382-1150. Tell me since I'm a sports illiterate, what is CU's record in terms of its football team? Is it a winning team? Is it a losing team? Is it a mezzo-mezzo? My producer, Joe Anderson, gives me the mezzo-mezzo sign, win some, lose some. Is that it? So winning is everything. And look, in the winning is everything culture, you lose it all. You can lose everything. You lose it all because you have the winning is on the worst moral foundations if this all pans out to be true. But I think Barnett's got to go. I think absolutely George is right. They need a broom in that department. There is a line open, 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC. And let me ask the question again. What does the CU scandal have in common? More of what does it have in common? What's the larger picture painted with the Catholic Church and all these abuse allegations, accusations of 11,000 abuse accusations, 6,700 documented, involving 4,500 priests. The latest story, a bishop convicted of a fatal hit and run. Another priest has got to go on TV to proclaim his chastity. What is the bigger picture here? What do you think it is? I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1150 KNRC.
She's your midday rush alternative. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC. Enid Goldstein, KNRC.
We have to talk.
Hi, I'm Judy Schwartz.
And I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
We co-host Style Matters Live on AM 1150 KNRC. You know that we know great shopping. That's why we'll be at Aspen Grove on Santa Fe and Mineral in Littleton.
You got that right. Aspen Grove is an open-air shopping center. Park right in front of great stores like Pottery Barn, Coldwater Creek, Talbot's, and Chico's. It's an urban feel in the heart of suburbia with seven great restaurants. No food court food here.
Aspen Grove has stores you'd find at any mall, plus a few wonderful exclusives like the Carol Lee Adrian Vitadini Shop, the new Italian department store Camille Lavie, and White House Black Market.
You will buy an outfit in white, and then I'm going to buy the same one in black.
I heard that.
Aspen Grove is located on Santa Fe at Mineral and Littleton, near the light rail station. Open Mondays through Saturdays 10 to 9 and Sundays 11 to 6.
You can't top Aspen Grove, where life meets style.
Tickets are on sale now for the 2004 KeyBank Denver Distinguished Lecture Series, featuring the dynamic lineup of retired General Tommy Franks on Tuesday, March 30th, and Steve Forbes on Monday, May 17th. Tickets are still available for these compelling speakers. For information on the remaining ticket packages, go to www.denverlectureseries.com and expand your world by attending the 2004 KeyBank Distinguished Lecture Series, a program of junior achievement and sponsored in part by AM 1150 KNRC.
2 years ago, she started coming to me and saying, hey, I got something to tell you. And she seemed different to me. She seemed much more cautious, worried, not the bubbly high school senior I remember. And then Tuesday, she called me and said, I'm ready to talk to you. And so both her and her dad talked to me, and I flew to Albuquerque and spoke with her in person for about 3 hours.
To the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1:25 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. We're talking about the CU scandal. And what about the culture that allows sex to be used for recruitment? Here is Katie Nida and another woman yet to be identified coming forward to allege sexual assaults. Coach Barnett responding by dissing Katie Nida's abilities as a place kicker, which I thought was very stupid from a public relations point of view. He should have said very soothing thoughts along the lines of, we'll investigate this. This is horrible if this has happened. You know, he should have been shocked to hear that this kind of thing was going on campus. But that's not what he did. He dissed Katie. And he inherited her. Apparently he didn't like inheriting her. Maybe he feels like he was kicked in the teeth on this. But she talked to Sports Illustrated, and now the story has even exploded in a greater way than before. President Hoffman of CU is talking about appointing somebody, liaison, who would be overseeing the athletic department. It looks to me like a culture so rooted in this kind of, this kind of behavior that one person overseeing it is not going to change anything. I think they're going to have to clean house here. And I think we ought to demand that they clean house. This isn't what a university ought to be about. This isn't what a football team ought to be about. This isn't the way that you recruit. And what does this have in common with the Catholic Church? As a larger picture in society, the number of priests accused of abuse, of about 4,500 since 1950, the number of instances of abuse, about 11,000, 6,700 of which have been substantiated, a priest having to go on TV to claim that he was chaste and not gay, as was alleged. You have T.R. Reid covering the story of this bishop in Arizona, convicted of a fatal hit and run. What does this tell us about the society? And I want to, you know, here I am a Jewish girl, but I did go to Loyola. I did go to Catholic school run by Jesuits for a while. And so I do have some firsthand knowledge, not as much as those of you who have grown up in the Catholic Church, certainly. But I think that there's a larger picture here. And what is it? How do you see it? 303-382-1150. Joyce calling from Boulder. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Is that Joyce?
Yeah, Joyce, welcome.
Hi.
I just, first of all, first time caller ever.
Oh, wait a minute. We have something for you. That's it. We fired up the Kiss Machine, Joy.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
First of all, I am a CU football fan. I go to all the games. I travel with them. I love CU athletics. I am so disgusted with Gary Barnett and Dickie Tharp, who should go the way of Dickie Bush.
So here you are, a devoted fan. Do you,
I am.
Do you have very many? Are there very many people who are as devoted as you are who feel as you do about these latest allegations, or is it a matter of, well, boys will be boys?
I haven't talked to too many people yet about it, but except at Curves, I've talked to people.
And what do people say typically?
They're disgusted.
What do you think is going to happen? If you were looking in the tea leaves right now, what do you imagine will happen here?
Some head's going to roll, and I hope it's those two.
Well, I think they've got to do a major housekeeping there, because they're never going to be credible otherwise. And I really think, here's what I think as I think about it now, I think the reason Barnett dissed Katie is he knows he's on the ropes, because I think the handwriting's got to be on the wall over there.
Well, the dish you played wasn't as bad as the one I heard.
Yeah, the one I heard was even worse last night.
He said, not only is she a girl, she was also terrible.
Yeah, he said, yes, I heard him say that. I heard that interview.
Is disgusting.
He said, let's, well, what did he say? He prefaced it, let's be honest.
Or
I won't lie to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
He said she was terrible.
I think just that statement alone ought to send him packing.
That may have been the truth, but this was not the time to say it. And if
if
he's not smart enough to realize that, then he's not smart enough to run that department.
And I also think it's a culture. I've listened to a lot of radio sports shows because I like sports. And the men on the sports shows today just don't get it.
Well, they don't get it.
They just don't get it.
They don't get it because they're an inferior species. And their IQs are hovering at room temperature. And when they can, they pounce on a woman, wiggle around, and then stride onto the football field. I guess that's the name of the game, Joyce.
Oh, well, I don't know. My husband gets it, but I'll tell you, those guys just don't get it.
Thank you very much.
Thank
I agree
you.
With you. All right, we're going to play that cut. Let's hear the one that Joyce was referring to. Let's hear it.
The reason she didn't tell me is purely her reasons, but she can't speak for me. You know, I can speak for me, and I know I wanted it to work. Now, there came a point where it just wasn't going to work. It was too much of a distraction for our team, but that isn't why she didn't come back. She didn't come back or wasn't invited back because she wasn't one of the top five kickers.
That wasn't it, Jordan. Actually, there was another there was another one where he said, to be honest, she wasn't. He was worse to her. I don't know if you can find it or if we have it. Let's see if we can dig it up. But I recall hearing it last night in passing. I think I was swimming, and in the locker room there's a TV set, and I heard the coach say it, and my mouth dropped open. I thought, oh, I don't think you should be saying this, Terrence in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, Enid, this is Terrence. How you doing?
Doing well.
Hey, let me say this to someone who's been through a similar journey. First, I love your show, but I really believe that you're being unfair. You're doing the same thing that the conservatives do. You're sort of passing judgment before all the information is there. I lost my job for 4 months at a major corporation because of an accusation. And until the investigation went through, you know, I was out there just swimming and everybody thinking that I'm guilty. So we really need to...
What were you accused of?
Basically, the argument was really over gay marriage. This was back earlier this summer. And the only thing I said to this woman was, I'm not afraid of people like you, meaning I'm not afraid of your conservative right-wing views. And she turned that in as an intimidation charge. And I lost my job for 4 months over that.
And what happened when the investigation was completed?
Well, they understood that it was strictly an argument and there was no intimidation going on, and that term was taken out of content.
Out of context. Well, were you, was your job reinstated?
Yes, it was. Now I'm back to work.
So now you're back to work. So you're very sensitive to false allegations.
Exactly. And the only thing I was saying was I'm not afraid of you conservatives is really what I was saying. But she said I intimidated her with that threat, so they fired me for intimidation.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, here you have, you have a lot of people coming. You have a lot of women coming forward. This isn't one person.
Yeah.
This isn't two people.
But,
this is like the Air Force Academy scandal.
Yeah.
It's getting bigger and bigger.
Trust me, I understand that. I have seven sisters. But what I'm saying is before we start slamming them and saying they're guilty, let's at least get some evidence before we can come. We've had one day of this, and it sounds like
here's the story. These allegations about recruitment practices where rapes occurred are several years old, and the university didn't do anything until Lisa Simpson took it to federal court, and then that blew the whole thing wide open so that a lot of other people are coming forward to say this happened to me. Because when they came forward piecemeal, apparently nothing was going to go on. And then when it went to federal court, that's when it blew a hole in everything. It opened the floodgates, and people started to say, yep, it happened to me too.
And we're on the same page. The only thing I'm asking is that we at least give us a little time to gather some information, then we can really talk about it and make, right now it's all speculation. We don't know if the girl was truly raped. We don't know if she's really trying to advance.
I think
her
if you look at the Kobe Bryant thing, Terrence,
yeah.
Anybody who comes forward to say that they were raped can expect not exactly, I think, a career boost, but can expect to be raked over the coals by the media. I think you have to think long and hard before you tell that story publicly. I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. Laura on Acel, hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi. When this story first came out, I thought that, there's nothing that really makes Barnett's football atmosphere special. It's all like that across the board. I was thinking that every college was like that. And I was really thinking, that it's maybe something that can't be helped because these kids who are not really mature enough to handle the notoriety of being a footballer elevated to this level and they don't handle it well. But, after hearing him speak last night, and hearing her fellow Lobos football players speak of her, totally different. Completely different attitude.
How is New Mexico's track record for wins? Are they as successful, more successful, or less successful than CU?
I would say less.
Less
I'm
successful.
I'm not very familiar with them.
Okay, well, maybe somebody who follows football more closely can tell us. But you're saying that her teammates were really more respectful of her?
Absolutely. Did you hear them?
No, I didn't see that.
We all think she's great. And, she comes here and she does her job. She doesn't try to hog the limelight. And it was just very much like, she's just another football player, and we all like her, and
I guess you got cut off. This is a second cut off. Something must be happening here, or people's cells. Bruce, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. I just wanted to mention something. I understand your concern over all this stuff, but there don't seem to actually be that many number of total accusations, and it's spread over like a 5 or 6 year period. And whether there's any CU involvement or not has not yet become clear. But I heard Norm early on another show this morning, and one of the points he was making was that they were asking what effect it would have on CU's legal liability, and he said probably none because
– Who said this?
It's Norm Early. He's a former Denver district attorney.
Okay.
And he's now an expert witness on CU's side in the Title IX federal lawsuit.
Right, which may have an impact nationally, but go ahead.
Exactly. But anyway, his point was that, the rape is a criminal matter that occurred in the summer at a football player's house that she went to voluntarily. And he separates that from, the alleged harassment while she was on the field with the team. And then,
do we know for sure that she went, because she hasn't identified the person, do we know for sure the circumstances that she went to somebody's house? Are you talking about Katie Nida?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. She says, what I've heard from the other stories is that she went there voluntarily. She was an acquaintance. It wasn't a date, but she just went to the guy's house. During the course of, the afternoon,
Well, here it is. Here's the description of it in Sports Illustrated. The worst was yet to come. One summer night, she was watching TV at the house of a teammate. He just starts to kiss me. She recalls, I told him no, that's not okay. Next thing I know, he's on top of me. I tell him no, and he just keeps going, and she tried to push him off, and he outweighed me by 100 pounds, and so forth and so forth. And at the time that the rape occurred, she maintains that she was a virgin. The phone rang. He reached for it.
That's an irrelevant issue to me. It wouldn't matter to me. In terms
but wait a minute. You have already given me incorrect information. So
no, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
That's what I was telling you.
All right. So what's your point?
Well, the other thing that
and her being, we have to do this very quickly. So tell me quickly,
Bruce. Early said that because she did not inform CU at that time, they weren't on notice. They couldn't have corrected their behavior. And he suggested that if she had told CU, they might have been able to change their policies in time to avert.
Bruce, he is a paid mouthpiece for CU. He is going to represent CU. And I want to tell you something else, that you're saying that the fact that she was a virgin, she claims to have been a virgin when this occurred, so that her first sexual encounter is a rape. That to you is irrelevant. It's not irrelevant to me. I'm sorry. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1150 KNRC. 1:39, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 70 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by the Home Depot. The Amber Alert for a missing 16-year-old has been canceled. Sylvia Aguirre had allegedly been kidnapped by her ex-boyfriend this morning from her home on High Street in Denver, but according to police, she has been found safe. The University of Colorado football program is in full damage control mode today after a former female place kicker has raised rape allegations. Katie Knight is claims follow other women making similar claims about players in the Buffs football program. There are three bills before legislators that are designed to protect people from dangerous animals. One would require owners convicted of owning a dangerous dog to permanently identify the dog through a microchip. Another would establish that owners of dangerous dogs could be guilty of criminal negligence if they permit the dog to bite or attack another person. The third bill would allow dog bite victims to pursue civil action to recover damages. In sports, the Colorado Avalanche take on the Edmonton Oilers tonight at the Pepsi Center. Avs and Oilers last played in January, with the Avs winning 3-1. Have your kitchen cabinets installed by licensed and insured professionals through the Home Depot at-home services. Visit your local store today for more info. Trust the Home Depot at-home services. License numbers available upon request. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 1:40.
Or Enid Live.
And it's not the same for men.
Talking just gets you into trouble.
Next on AM 1150 KNRC.
Your home is your castle, right? So why not make it look like one with custom-designed leaded glass windows? Leaded glass isn't just beautiful. It's affordable and amazingly practical. It can enhance the natural drama of your decor. Create a luxurious sense of privacy in special areas like the foyer and the bathroom. It can even save you money on blinds and curtains. So why take an ordinary view of life? Call Scottish Stained Glass today and ask for a free in-home consultation. The experts at Scottish Stained Glass can show you how to make a one-of-a-kind statement that complements your home and turns its natural light into a natural light show.
At Scottish Stained Glass, every window we create is an original work of art. Hi, this is Martin Faith, owner of Scottish Stained Glass. To know more about our durable, energy-wise, and surprisingly affordable windows, call 303-766-3811. Prices begin as low as $150, including installation. Call today, 303-766-3811.
KNRC News Time is 1:41. Time to check the roads with Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is brought to you by Xantrex 3, and a real big problem. We had the lights out at Parker and Peoria. We wanted people to treat that as a four-way stop. Well, apparently they didn't, so now we have a big multi-car crash at Parker Road and Peoria in the intersection's major backup, so watch for that. That's going to be real trouble. What's the number one diet pill in America? Xantrex 3, rapid weight loss, incredible energy, and one amazing super pill. Xantrex 3 at stores nationwide, or log on to Xantrex3.com. I'm Darren Copeland with your traffic. You can hear the Radio Factor with Bill O'Reilly weekday mornings at 10 on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel, watching this next winter storm bearing down on us. It'll be partly cloudy today with a high near 70. Clear skies tonight for the most part with a low around 35. And then an absolute mess tomorrow. Clouds, scattered rain or snow showers to start. It'll be turning much colder as temperatures fall from the 40s in the morning to near freezing in the afternoon. And it'll all change to snow with about 1 to 3 inches accumulation. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
Under partly cloudy skies, it's 70 degrees. KNRC News Time is 1:42. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
You love your car. You wash and wax your car. You talk to your car until it has trouble starting. Then you yell at your car, you curse your car, you kick your car in the tires. What you need is Diehard Express, only at Sears Auto Center. Diehard Express is more than a battery service. We give your car's electrical system a complete checkup. We look for common problems, and if you need a new battery, we install it Diehard, America's most preferred battery.
Diehard Express, Sears, good life, great price. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Going home for the holidays. An hour to the airport. 3 hours at the gate, 2 on the runway, and 5 in the air. Your traveling companion? 1 achy back. Unless you wear a Thermacare heat wrap. Thermacare gives you powerful pain relief for your back, neck, or shoulder. It's 8 hours of deep down heat, so tight muscles relax, and pain goes away. Get Thermacare in the pain reliever aisle. Because after flying, you gotta start driving.
KNRC Market Watch.
Markets are negative inside the final hour of Wall Street trading. Dow Industrials down 38 points. NASDAQ is losing 2. The S&P 500 now down 4 points.
The fact that we've just gone through what perhaps may be the peak in terms of year-over-year earnings growth for this earnings cycle may have investors just a little bit disappointed with the outlook of slowing earnings growth and not really feeling inspired to put more money to work.
It's Jeffrey Kleintop, chief investment strategist at PNC Advisors, though he does not think the markets are heading for a major pullback. Markets not exactly pleased to learn that housing construction may have peaked at the end of last year, as the government today reports housing starts down more than expected last month after hitting a 20-year high in December. Most home builders now pointing lower, with Centex down over a half-dollar. Beazer Home losing almost $2. And again, the Dow is off 35 points. NASDAQ is down 1. I'm Joe Matthew in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
You wanted live, local talk on weekends while everyone else is in infomercials or ball games. We've got it for you, Saturdays and Sundays.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I'd like to hear it.
Check out our lineup. Hear both sides talk on AM 1150 KNRC. And now, the Enid Goldstein Show continues on AM 1150 KNRC.
1:45 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. We will get to politics, but we've been talking about the rape allegations at CU, more explosive. Katie Nida, she alleges that she was raped. She talked to Rick Riley of Sports Illustrated. Why is she telling her story now is the question, because all the news sent me back into my nightmare. She said it made me literally sick. I realized that until I tell my story, I can never heal. She went into therapy for a while. She then enrolled in junior college and then had the guts to walk on at New Mexico in 2002. Meanwhile, three other women alleged, according to Riley, that they were raped by players or recruits at or following a Colorado football recruiting party in 2001. There have been reports of players hiring strippers for recruits as recently as last month, and I wonder if other people are going to come forward. So there are two now. There are, three others, so it looks like about 5 so far. And the best that Betsy Hoffman is going to do is appoint a liaison to the athletic department? I don't think so. And what does this have in common with the sexual abuse allegations lodged against priests? What about this bishop, the Catholic bishop, who was found guilty of a fatal hit and run in Arizona? What about another Catholic priest who was forced to go on TV to claim that he was in fact chaste? What about the 11,000 accusations of sexual abuse against Catholic priests, 6,700 of which were substantiated? What about the 4,500 Catholic priests accused of abuse? What do these two stories have in common in a larger way, painting a picture of this society? What do you think it says? 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. Ted, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Ted.
I was thinking back to John F. Kennedy in 1961,
who after the Bay of Pigs said it was done on my watch. I was commander-in-chief. I take full responsibility.
Well, how about Harry Truman that had a sign on his desk saying that the buck stops here?
Today you've got people, and we can use a little politics here, George W. Bush, who has a huge intelligence failure. Instead of
starting,
saying it was done on my watch.
Starting at home, if you ask me. Yeah.
The same with Gary Barnett. Instead of coming out and saying, this was done on my watch, this was my team, these were my people, I'm going to take care of this. The same with the Catholic bishops. Instead of coming out and saying, you know, this was done while I'm bishop, it's not going to happen again, I'm calling the DA, I'm bringing all these people together, we're going to take care of this. There is no real responsibility or accountability anymore at the top.
All right, now let's explore that idea a little bit more. Why do you think this is?
I think everybody is kind of out for themselves. No one has a real sense of institution or the values of it. No one even, I think, has a real sense of the appropriateness of taking responsibility for their actions or the actions of their organizations.
And not much sense of honor.
No, there's no honor at all.
So the point that I wanted to make and what I see is painting a larger picture here, Ted, is that two powerful institutions, and the church far more powerful, but you still, the university is also a very powerful institution, but two very powerful institutions, susceptible, easily corrupted apparently, allowed themselves to be corrupted.
Oh, sure, and I think you can take it on to corporations like Enron.
Right.
You can take it into all kinds of aspects of our society.
I think that the shorter list would be, where is it uncorrupted in American society? Where do you find a place where people actually have a sense of honor, where they where their word matters, where they live their work and their lives with authenticity and truth? Where do you find that? If you can't find it in the church, my goodness, where are you going to find it?
I don't know.
That's the question. And I think that it's kind of, I hate to say this, and I really genuinely hope I'm wrong, but I think it's so over for us. I think we are just a shell. We mouth these platitudes. We support our troops by installing payday loan places near bases where they charge 900% interest. That's our idea of supporting our troops. Or supporting our troops by throwing them into harm's way, into battles that they shouldn't be fighting in the first place. That's what we say we're doing. So lying is at every layer of American society. It has become a very selfish society. The creativity that we talked about yesterday when Richard Florida was my guest, and by the way, that interview is up on the website. Joe got it up. Is talking about the importance of creativity. We are retro. We're living in the past. We're trying to resurrect home decor of the 50s and 60s. We're trying to resurrect what happened 50 and 60 years ago, that whole new kind of creativity. It's not happening as much here as it is in other countries. And so I think there's a kind of corruption, and so that what you are left with is a Potemkin village. You're left with the hollow shell of what we used to be and what we like to think we still are, and we're not that anymore.
Yeah, we have no vision anymore. We have no moral values that extend beyond the person into something higher.
Well, it's about who can make the most, who can bring in the most revenues in the athletic department, who can keep the parishes going. Even though apparently everybody knew what was going on, there were so many allegations of sexual abuse directed at priests that they had to be practically recruiting pedophiles to join the priesthood. Ted, I thank you for the call. Thank you for your insights. 303-382-1150. John, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, John.
This is my first time caller.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, never called her.
There you go.
All right. I love your show, Enid.
Thank you.
Anyway, I just wanted to talk about the issues over at CU. You know, it's just a few of these, well, I would call them rapists, a small percentage of men. And unfortunately, it's affecting all these institutions. And I just, my question is, what can be done about this? Is it education or what?
I think people have to, I think people have to bestir themselves and scream about it. And it's hard to do. It was hard to do it when you had people being shipped off to Iraq to fight this bogus war on the basis of the flimsiest of evidence now coming completely unglued and unraveled. People hardly got steamed. But now I think people are getting a little bit more passionate. So I think the outrage, this is a taxpayer-funded institution. These are your dollars. These are our dollars that are funding what's going on there, and I think they need a clean house. And somebody has got, I don't know whether it starts at the top, and Betsy Hoffman's got to get the heave-ho, because she sat on this for a few years, and nothing was happening at the university until Lisa Simpson's suit went into federal court. So whether it's Betsy Hoffman, I don't know how long she's been in her job, whether it's the head of the athletic department or the whole athletic department, but clearly they've had to report to her. So I think there's got to be a massive house cleaning at CU. And the fact that everybody thinks it's so great that it's the number one party school, there's a whole other message with that. I mean, it's great to be a party school, but I think it's sounds to me like a lot of it is fueled by alcohol, and I think that's where a lot of these that's the environment in which a lot of these rapes occurred.
And also, you have to put your mind set in the mind of a rapist somehow, because this is a secret life they live, and they do it in secret places. And the alcohol and just the environment gives them more opportunity to find a victim.
But they don't tell themselves they're rapists. Here's what they say. It's like a pedophile coming on to a five-year-old. They say, you know what, that little five-year-old came on to me. That's the way so they think, oh, she came on to me. This was consensual. I'm not a rapist. People don't want to think of themselves as rapists. They think of themselves as macho guys, I imagine, or that there was some however invisible sign of consent. That's what they do. I don't think they can. I doubt that many of them think of themselves in the harshest terms, but maybe they do, John. I don't know. I haven't inhabited that mind. But I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1150 KNRC.
More Enid Live.
And it's not the same for men.
Talking just gets you into trouble.
Next on AM 1150 KNRC.
Get up close and personal with the Colorado Symphony and the only concert hall in America where the music literally becomes the center of attraction. The CSO is offering KNRC listeners 20% off tickets in the Parquet and Mezzanine 1 sections of Betcher Concert Hall for all Masterworks and Super Pops performances. These seats put you practically in the middle of the orchestra. You can watch the conductor's every move and hear the majesty and force of the music build before you. Experience a different side to the Colorado Symphony Orchestra with Dracula, Frankenstein on February 18th, and get your chance to play a theremin. Tickets available at all King Supers Tickets West outlets and online at coloradosymphony.org. To get up close and personal with the CSO, call 303-893-4100. That's 303-893-4100 for your KNRC listener offer. The Colorado Symphony Orchestra, the sound of your life.
Imagine calling the UK for 6 cents a minute or Mexico for 9 cents a minute, all from your wireless phone. Introducing enhanced discounted international dialing only from AT&T Wireless. Sign up now for $3.99 a month on qualified plans and you can call to over 30 countries at the lowest rates of any national wireless carrier. Just call 1-866-REACH-OUT or visit attwireless.com today.
Reach out on the Wireless Service America Trust, AT&T Wireless.
Countries and rates may change. Airtime and roaming charges and mobile surcharge may apply in addition to international calling rates. Geographic limitations, special credit and billing requirements, device compatibility and other restrictions apply.
The KNRC Community Commitment.
You may not notice them, but they're everywhere. They help the disabled, protect children, provide job training, maintain our open spaces, and inspire artistic expression. Who are they? They're the over 16,000 nonprofit organizations in our state who work endlessly to create hope and improve the quality of life in Colorado. Help CANPO, the Colorado Association of Nonprofit Organizations, advocate and celebrate our nonprofits with Colorado Nonprofit Week, March 1st through 5th. For more information, visit canpo.org. Have your kitchen cabinets installed by licensed and insured professionals through the Home Depot At Home Services. Visit your local store today for more information. The Home Depot At Home Services, installation you can trust.
Talk to Doug Kellett.
A lot of you got really upset at me when I was questioning, quote-unquote, your patriotism, when I was saying that some of the comments you were being made were actually hurting the troops, giving aid to the terrorists. You remember that. I'm sure you do. And some of you would call me and also email me. I'm highly offended that you would even suggest, even though I never used the term, patriotic, did I? Well, indirectly, I might have been referring to you as a bunch of Jane Fondas. I never mentioned that you were unpatriotic.
Doug Kellett, weekdays from 3 to 6 on AM 1150 KNRC.
When we recruited Coach Barnett here, it was because of his integrity and because of his high standards, both in terms of his academic expectations, but also the behavioral expectations of his students. I believe he's fulfilled those responsibilities.
We are aware of other instances. We believe that it is appropriate
for individuals to come forward on their own and for us not to release names or not to release information.
Hi, this is Bill O'Reilly. Join me live every weekday morning from 10 till noon here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
157 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. Yeah, 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 yeah. From Dr. Hoffman. Yeah, 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 yeah. From all these people who say Gary Barnett. Gary Barnett. I don't know. I think these guys, I think the house has got to be cleaned. Otherwise, there will never be the perception that anything is different. And so I imagine no one's going to say anything now, but I would guess that that's the direction it's got to move in. And I would guess that's why Barnett dissed Katie last night. I mean, he should at least wait until the facts are in. And the fact that he didn't think much of her skills as a place kicker shouldn't have been part of the conversation. He didn't handle it very well. I'll tell you what's going to be interesting to watch. So let's get our eyeballs in shape here, a little eyeball aerobics, and watch how they spin it. Watch what they say. Watch what the statements are from the university as a very difficult and now very public story, Nash with national implications. Not only the Title IX, but CNN was all over the story today because it's a huge scandal. And the university's got to save itself. And who is it going to sacrifice in order to save itself? That will be the question. And remember, this whole thing got underway because Governor Owens did write a scathing letter to Dr. Hoffman, and he was forced to do it because suddenly everything was very public in a different way. Lisa Simpson took her case to federal court, and now the university had to do something. But they didn't do anything for the longest time. They just issued these pronouncements from on high. So, be interesting to see how this all shakes down and what's going to happen. But it's very troubling that some of our most important institutions, our institutions of higher learning, the priesthood, now subject to massive amounts of corruption. Does this mean that all the other areas in American life are as corrupt? I'm thinking about business. I'm thinking about Enron. I'm thinking about insider trading scandals. It turns out pension funds and so forth are manipulated by political donations. It just goes on and on and on. It's really hard now to find some place where you can trust and where there's honest dealing occurring. In the next hour, we're going to politics, Dean, Edwards, Kerry, all of that coming up in Enid Live right here on AM 1150.
Hear both sides talk. AM 1150, KNRC, Englewood, Denver. Enid Goldstein continues straight ahead. It's 2 o'clock.
Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 70 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by the Home Depot. The University of Colorado football program is in full damage control mode today after a former female place kicker has raised rape allegations. Katie Knight's claims follow four other women making similar claims about players in the Buffs football program. Rick Riley of Sports Illustrated says that Nida was noticeably different after her year at CU.
2 years ago, she started coming to me and saying, hey, I got something to tell you. And she seemed different to me. She seemed much more cautious, worried, not the bubbly high school senior I remember. And then Tuesday she called me and said, I'm ready to talk to you. And so both her and her dad talked to me, and I flew to Albuquerque and spoke with her in person for about 3 hours.
CU President Elizabeth Hoffman has urged Nida to take her claims to Boulder Police, something Nida says she has already done. Nida says she was threatened at the time of the rape, and that's why she's kept quiet since she was a team member in 1999. The National Western Complex went to the dogs last week with a national dog show, and in March, the clatter of hooves will echo through the barns. The American Quarter Horse Association has announced that the Gold Rush Circuit will make a 5-day stop in Denver from March 24th to the 28th. Events will include halter classes, roping, barrel racing, cutting, reining, and jumping. Denver Water isn't getting its hopes up, but Denver Water Board spokeswoman Trina McGuire says an average spring moisture would bring state reservoirs up to 92% of capacity. On the other hand, a dry spell could leave them at only 77% full. McGuire says the snowpack is close to average, but the South Platte River Basin, where Denver gets most of its water, is only at 70% of average. Traditionally, Colorado's snowiest months are February through April. Earlier this month, Denver Water asked its customers to voluntarily not water in March and April to conserve water. water. McGuire says summer restrictions won't be decided on until late April. Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean has quit the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. Dean formally bowed out during a rally this afternoon in Burlington, Vermont. The former frontrunner said his campaign was about what is right, not popular, and said his internet-based campaign was extraordinarily different. The cyber operation opened up new avenues for fundraising and connected with scores of newly active voters. Dean says that they will remain active in improving the Democratic Party in the world.
We will speak out. We will fight on. We will continue to stand up against the dangerous foreign policy which weakens our security and stand up against this president who weakens our civil rights.
Dean says he will turn his campaign into a grassroots force for change and promise that he and his supporters are not going away. North Carolina Senator John Edwards made an impressive showing in Wisconsin's primary yesterday, but it still wasn't enough to beat frontrunner John Kerry. With just 2 weeks to go until Super Tuesday, Kerry has picked up wins in 15 of the 17 elections held so far across the country. Edwards says he will be running a national campaign from here on out to capitalize on his surprising close finish in Wisconsin. At a rally, Edwards said Kerry needs to think of a few words. Objects in your mirror may be closer than they appear. Authorities are waiting for lab results from the home of a missing Mississippi family. The Hargan family, Michael, his wife Rebecca, and their 4-year-old son, have been missing since Saturday. Yazoo County Sheriff James Williams confirmed there were no signs of forced entry or robbery.
When you know, we turn over every stone that we possibly can, and we leave nothing unturned, so everything is being checked into.
In fact, he said no valuables were missing. William says as far as he knows, neither Michael nor Rebecca had any enemies in the area. Rebecca Hargan's mother, though, says she suspects kidnapping. She says there was blood at the scene. Michael Hargan's father was murdered at that site in 1994 when it was a store. Police are looking into a possible connection. A California teen allegedly abducted from Canada at age 3 may not return to his father. The child's grandmother says the 17-year-old discovered his information on a missing children's website. It's unclear whether he wants to return to Canada. His mother reportedly abducted him in 1989 after the father got custody. She's now facing an extradition hearing. Just before the close of today's session, stocks were lower across the board. The Dow down 36 points, the NASDAQ down 3, the S&P 500 down nearly 5. In sports, it's the Colorado Avalanche versus the Edmonton Oilers tonight at the Pepsi Center. When the Avs last played the Oilers in January, the Avs skated away with a win. Denver Nuggets have a couple of nights off before they head to Orlando to play the Magic on Friday. Nuggets walloped the 76ers 106-85 last night. It was a third straight win for the Nuggets. Have your kitchen cabinets installed by licensed and insured professionals through the Home Depot At Home Services. Visit your local store today for more info. Trust the Home Depot At Home Services. License numbers available upon request. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 2:05.
No matter what happens, where it happens, or how it happens, get the information you need here first. First, AM 1150, KNRC. KNRC.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live.
Even if you're not born with great style, you can buy it.
Just like we do. And this extends to our homes. Element, Denver's newest furniture store for urban home furnishings, accessories, and artwork, meets all our style needs and will meet yours, too.
Element has multifunctional furniture to maximize your space in a condo, apartment, loft, or smaller home. The clean lines of Element's furniture for today's urban lifestyle will work with what you already own.
You'll love their eclectic mix of styles, all presented in a way you can envision in your own home.
Prices are affordable, with lamps as low as $100 and sofas starting at about $1,000. Interior design services are available.
Element is open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Element is located at 77 West 9th Avenue, a half a block west of Broadway in the Golden Triangle. 303-825-3770.
Element. Your lifestyle, your home, your element.
KNRC News Time is 2:06. Time to go to Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is brought to you by Caldwell Banker Residential Brokerage. Got a real problem. Peoria and Parker, those lights have been flashing four-way stop, so you want to treat that as a four-way stop. Apparently people weren't listening. Now we have a multi-vehicle accident in there, so watch for that. With Caldwell Banker Residential Brokerage, you'll find a home, not frustration. Start your stress-free house hunting today. Visit ColoradoHomes.com. I'm Darren Copeland with your traffic. You can hear Jimmy Lakey in the mornings beginning at 6 on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. After getting temperatures yesterday even milder than anticipated, today is going to be incredible before it takes a big dive down. Partly cloudy with a high near 70, mainly clear tonight, lows in the mid-30s. Look out tomorrow, clouds and scattered rain or snow showers to start. It'll be much colder, snow developing in the afternoon with 1 to 3 inches accumulation, and temps falling through the day from the 40s to near freezing. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's partly cloudy, 70 degrees. KNRC News Time is 2:07. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, we think Denver's choice for talk. Now one of the Mile High City's most entertaining talk personalities, the Enid Goldstein Show. Here's Enid.
Yep, that's me. Very entertaining indeed. 2:07, 7 minutes after 2 o'clock. I'm yours for one more hour, and then I'm going to be out tomorrow. Out of my mind, as always. I'm going to be at the Choices Luncheon at the Convention Center. There are about 1,500 women, I believe, expected. Goldie Hawn was going to address us, but she's not going to address us anymore. Merrily Matlin is going to address us. I hope not in sign language, because then I'm going to be, oh, that's so bad. Enid, you are so bad. She can't hear, but she is an actress, and she can speak, one presumes. And so I don't know what she's going to say to us, but I will report back. Meanwhile, my thanks go to T.R. Reid, who's head of the Rocky Mountain. He's a bureau chief for the Rocky Mountain region, Washington Post. He was bureau chief in London for the Post and bureau chief in Tokyo. So a man with enormous experience, and he's going to be filling in for me tomorrow. So aren't I lucky? And he's very good. So you're in for a treat. Lots of things to report. We have been, if you're just tuning in, we have been having a vigorous conversation about CU, about the recruiting practices, about the athletic department, about the rape allegations. We have been talking about whether or not housekeeping has to occur and a clean sweep has to be made, and we were making comparisons with the Catholic Church. And what are the comparisons? And we can still discuss that, 4,500 cases of 4,500 priests who have been accused of sexual abuse and so on. But there's also a great deal else going on, and I am saddened personally that Howard Dean has dropped out of the race. It saddens me because he's the guy who galvanized everything. He's the guy who had the courage to get out there, and he was fearless in excoriating the Republicans. Nobody had the courage to do that. The Democrats were among the nearly comatose. They did not have the balls to get out there and point fingers at the Republicans, and especially George W. Dickey Bush. But Howard Dean did it. He really came out swinging, kind of like a banty rooster. He galvanized the issues, and they all stole from him. And they took it and ran and took it on to the next level. So now, here's how things move so quickly these days. It's like fashion. Fashion doesn't have any kind of a cycle anymore. By the time it's fashionable, it's already old news. And these things last for 5 seconds, and then it's on to something else again. And I think we're seeing the same thing with candidates. Here was Howard Dean. He had a lot of money. He used the internet in innovative ways. He had tremendous grassroots support, and then he crashed and burned in Iowa. It was along the lines, he did not connect with Iowa, and then that was it. Then Kerry started to take off like a house of fire. He, who had been previously compared with both a tree and a coffin, started to really step on the gas and go. And now, the one that everybody dissed the most, the one that everybody underestimated the most, the one that they called the Breck Girl, John Edwards. Cute. He's really attractive. He's smart. His wife looks like she's 20 years older than he is because she's heavy. See, there's nothing that makes you look older and more middle-aged than those pounds. You got to get those pounds off. Start packing. You don't want to pack on that pork. Anyway, she apparently was quite beautiful. They met in law school, and she's still attractive, but she does look like she's older, and she's been a lot of the brains behind his campaigning. But it was easy to underestimate him. It was easy to dismiss him, but he really connects with people. He was the son, as he never fails to remind everyone, of a mill worker. He managed to be the first person, I believe, in his family to get a college education. He went on to become an attorney, and in these class action suits, he did very, very well. I think in one alone was it something like $25 million, and became a senator. He is now a first-term senator. So everything he's tackled, this is what's intriguing. He's somebody that you could always underestimate because he's a little too cute for his own good and Well, he's got that charming southern accent. And there he is. He's only a few points away from John Kerry and having won Wisconsin. John Kerry won the Wisconsin primary by, he had about 40% of the vote, and Edwards had 36%, and Dean had only 18%. So he finished a distant third. And a sign, as USA Today reported, that he was, that his run for the presidency was effectively over. And in fact, he did, drop out of the race. So that's it for Howard Dean. Do you want to comment, those of you who have been Dean supporters, about the unfairness of somebody who had the courage to take the torch and run with it and got everybody else infused with his own passion, and then they grabbed the torch from him when he wasn't looking, and they ran with it, and they are almost getting themselves elected? And what do you think about Edwards? Could you vote for him? Is he the guy who could stand up best to George W. Dickey Bush? It might be Edwards. Because Bush, what he can do is he can connect with ordinary people and convince you that the stories he's telling you are actually the truth when, in fact, they are not. Convince you that he's on the side of the working person when, in fact, that's the last person he's on the side of. Convince you that he has in his heart the best interests of children and he wants to do better by education and he doesn't want to give you any money for it. But he will convince you of all these things because in some ways he can connect with people. So the truth of what he says is obscured by the fact that he apparently connects with people. Now, some of you hate it when I say that. Eric is always emailing me, Enid, how can you say that? He's not affable. He's not blah, 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 blah. But my question is, who will be the best of the two candidates? I'm sort of sad for Howard Dean. I wonder if he's mad at his wife, because maybe if she'd been with him in Iowa, he might have done better. What do you think? And she was busy tending to her medical practice. And I give her high points for that. What's he going to do? Is he going to go back to medicine, or what will he do? Is he going to take his base? He says he's going to take his base and do, I don't know quite what with it, but he's going to use it for some sort of good. So who do you think is going to be our best chance against Dickey? 303-382-1150. Randy calling from Gilpin County. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Randy.
Yeah, I was just thinking about the whole Dean Edwards Kerry thing.
Uh-huh.
And I realize there's one more possible role Dean could play in all this.
Do you see him being anybody's vice presidential candidate? Because I don't see it happening.
No, I don't see
I think they're going to stay way far away from him.
Yeah, I don't see them putting him up for office, but he has one more card to play.
What?
Well, he still has this grassroots organization all over the place. And he's in the race just became really precarious, I feel like, yesterday. If he right now kicked in with John Edwards, I think he could tip the scales. If last week he had put his organization onto getting votes for Edwards, Edwards would have won Wisconsin, and the whole race would be different.
So in other words, you think Edwards will court him?
I think they both are courting him, actually, from what I've heard.
Well, guess what? This is just in. CNN, USA Today, Gallup poll. Are you ready for this?
Go.
Kerry is in a double-digit lead over Bush.
That's cool.
That is really surprising because he had fallen, and I can't get the details. Maybe somebody can bring that up.
I still think Edwards is a better choice for the Democrats for a lot of reasons.
Better than Kerry?
Quite. Way
why?
Better.
Why do you think? Other than he connects better with, and he's cute. He's cuter.
Well, that's just it.
He doesn't look like an Undertaker.
He does connect better. The election's going to be decided.
Or the Undertaken, more likely. Yes.
The election is going to be decided by a few people sitting on the fence right now. The fact that Democrats want to vote for Kerry doesn't really mean anything. The Democrats are going to vote for whoever the nominee is this time. And what they need to do is draw in a few fence sitters. So, I mean, some of these people are pretty flaky, too. I mean, they'll watch a debate in the summer and a couple of commercials and say, hey, I like that guy. And really, something like that is going to determine who wins this thing. It's so close. And so why put a tree stump up there when you have this charming, smart guy that you can run?
Do you think, though, that people will say there's not enough gravitas there, there's not enough experience?
See,
what's he going to do in a war? When Bush machos himself up in those cowboy boots and says, I'm your war president, how is that going to play with Kerry, with John Edwards? Because there could be terrorist attacks and so on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the only thing I see playing in Kerry's favor a little bit. But I just think that people are a little more flaky than that in the way they make their decisions. I think it would benefit the Democrats a lot. What was I thinking about? Yeah, I just think Edwards is a much better choice.
Okay.
I think the Democrats are kind of shooting themselves in the foot by saying Edwards doesn't have the stature, because if they gave him the nomination, he would have stature. I think they're undermining their own nomination.
Okay, Randy, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Let me share this information with you. Top Democrats lead Bush in a poll. Democrat John Kerry holds his largest lead yet over President Bush in a head-to-head matchup among likely voters. This is a new USA Today CNN Gallup poll. And rival John Edwards also holds a double-digit lead over the president. The poll was taken Feb 16 and 17. So what's today? The 18th? So it was yesterday and the day before. Indicating that if the election were held today, Kerry would be chosen by 55% of likely voters compared to 43% for Dickey. In the last poll, February 6 to 8, Bush held a 49-48 advantage. So effectively no advantage because there's a plus or minus of 3 or 4%. So 49-48 is a dead heat. If the election were held today, Kerry would be chosen by 55% of likely voters compared to only 43% for Bush. So we are talking about, what, 12 points. Edwards, Kerry's sole remaining major rival for the Democratic nomination, holds a 54% over 44% advantage. So let me give it to you this way. If Edwards were, if the voting were held today, Edwards would win 54% to Bush's 44%. Kerry would win 55% to Bush's 43%. So when it's an Edwards matchup, it's 10 points. Edwards has 10 points on Bush. When it's a Kerry matchup, he has 12 points on Bush. You want to comment about that? This is incredible that both Edwards and Kerry are doing so well over Bush if the election were held yesterday or the day before. I mean, you know, I'm telling you, they've got Osama bin Laden on ice. Right now he's turning purple as we speak, and they're going to haul him in October right before the election. That's my theory. 303-382-1150. Don, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
How you doing, Enid?
I'm doing well, Don.
I think we're missing the big picture here.
What is it?
If you go back to December when, you know, Dean and all of the Deany babies was on fire, and, they caught Saddam Hussein, Dean was still leading up in the polls. Up until a couple of weeks before the Iowa caucuses, you know, Dean is on fire, then all of a sudden we start hearing all of these news reports about how he screeched and squealed after some victory that he had, and they was running polls on TV saying, is this presidential? Then they came out and attacked him because his wife is, you know, got her own career and an independent woman or whatever. And they said, well, how come his wife is never around and da-da-da-da-da? And so you could just see that he was being set up for the fall. And, you know, everybody's talking about Kerry being in the casket and being dull and everything. And all of a sudden, he puts on a hockey jersey one day and out with a hockey stick. And all of a sudden, he's every man's man and this great war hero. And he's the front runner. Don't you understand that you're being manipulated by the mass media Americans?
So who is going to win?
Whoever the Illuminati and the Council on Foreign Relations want to win. Because both of them are skull and bones, Bush and Kerry. It don't make a difference who wins.
Well, and one is bonier than the other, Don.
Well, I mean, but this is how it's going to go down, Enid. Now, check this. If Kerry beats Bush, America still won't withdraw out of Iraq because they can't. They couldn't do it if they wanted to. Them people are over there sucking us dry. $1 billion a week, $4 billion a month, and $56 billion a year. And that's what they're telling you that they're spending, okay? So they're sucking America dry. And when Kerry gets elected, he's going to say, I know I was against the war, but the war must go on because we can't just leave Iraq in the condition that it's in.
You know, I think you should go on Politically Incorrect. I think you should go on Bill Maher's new show and do the Kerry number, 303-382. You want to respond to what Don just said? 303-382-1150. He might not be wrong. Matt, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going well.
Good. Hey, I was kind of thinking about this yesterday, and with Edwards picking up so much steam, how soon before he mysteriously drops out of the race? You know, for that vice presidential nod from Kerry.
Why? Maybe he won't. Why would he drop out? Maybe he'll step on the gas and begin to overtake Kerry.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I'm thinking. If that's going to happen, how soon before Kerry's ankles the carrot just so he gets the nomination?
How soon before what?
Before Kerry will dangle that carrot in front of Edwards' face and say, "Okay, look."
Well, yeah, well, what kind? Yeah, but what kind of a carrot is being the vice president? You go to the openings of envelopes. I mean, that's what you do if you're the vice president.
But you're in office for 16 years instead of just 8.
Well, yeah, but he can make more money being an attorney, and you have more power as a senator, I think, typically than you do as a vice president, don't you?
That's true. But I was going to say one thing. Donald,
the tables will turn, and Edwards will offer Kerry the vice presidency.
There you go. Either way, it doesn't matter as long as one of them beats Bush.
Well, I'm with you on that. Thanks, Matt. I appreciate it. Well, you might matter. I mean, this is what Ralph Nader said, and Ralph Nader has lost a lot. His organizations have lost tons of contributions because he's the one who got up there and said, you know, it doesn't matter if you vote for a Democrat or Republican, so I think I'll jump into this race. Ralph, don't. Don't even think about jumping into the race. Penny, calling from Arvada. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hello.
Hi, Penny. Welcome.
Hi, Enid. The reason Dean went down so hard in Iowa is because of the dirty campaigning that Kerry did. There's a thing, abcnews.com.
Mm-hmm.
I read about it.
I was in Europe when the election actually occurred, so I think I missed a lot of the details.
Well, he has that Bob Torricelli that had to step down, you know, that crooked senator.
Yeah.
He was running ads just pointed at Dean that were so unfair. And also they were calling, excuse me, Dean supporters, and giving him false information, telling him be sure to show up to the polls, and then giving him the wrong address, the wrong time.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, it's on abcnews.com.
All right, we'll see if we can find it. Penny, I thank you for the information. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1150 KNRC.
She's your midday rush alternative. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC. Enid Goldstein, KNRC.
We have to talk.
Yesterday, a woman asked me if Beaujolais goes with pork tenderloin. Excuse me, what? Like I can stop and think about pairing wine with food while I've got a house to sell.
Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage knows your buyer could be anywhere. That's why we're everywhere. So relax. Our global network will market your home worldwide. Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage. Visit ColoradoHomes.com. Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage is owned and operated by NRT Incorporated.
Come Out presents a cleaned-up gangster story.
Did you rat me out? Did you rat me out?
Hey, why don't you go
fudge
yourself, all right? You ungrateful piece of
salami.
Next time I see you, I'm going to take a bat and break your
fudging rump roast.
If we can clean them up, we can help make your fuel injectors clean too. One bottle in the tank helps clean out harmful deposits and can restore lost performance. Gum Out. Good clean driving.
Velcaro Paint and Decorating hopes you'll forgive us for bragging a little. We've won an award. And because the environment is really important to us, we're pretty proud of it. Velcaro, a Benjamin Moore dealer, was recently named a recipient of the Environmental Achievement Award by the state of Colorado. What's our achievement? It's the Wet Paint Color Swatch program, which Velcaro pioneered nationally. As you know, choosing the right paint color is usually by trial and error. In the past, consumers had to buy an entire quart to get a sample. Wrong colors often get tossed out and eventually make their way into the environment. But Velcaro offers 1.5-ounce paint swatches, enough to cover 4 square feet, and more than enough to make the right decision. They're inexpensive and come in more than 6,000 colors, including our entire Benjamin Moore line. Wet paint color swatches. Good for you, good for the environment. From Velcaro Paint and Decorating, a Benjamin Moore quality paint dealer. 5475 Leedsdale Drive, just one block west of Holly. Online at velcaro.com.
Talk to Bill O'Reilly.
Hollywood community, as predicted, rallying around the left to get their message out in the presidential campaign. Kicking it off at the Golden Globes. The entertainment industry is going to use its clout and exposure to push forth a certain ideology. You know, I'm the only one that's going to tell you this. Lise Wheel is here. What do you think I'm the only one who's...
You're the brave one, Bill. You're not always
the smart one?
Well, let's say brave before smart. Courageous before smart.
Okay.
Bill O'Reilly, weekday mornings from 10 till noon on AM 1150 KNRC. Hear one of Denver's most entertaining personalities, Enid Goldstein, weekdays at noon.
Things we women have to do for these kids.
I don't always agree, but I always listen.
Hear both sides talk on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Doug Kelly. Join me weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
226 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. What we're talking about is incredible poll numbers. This is a poll taken yesterday and the day before. It indicates that if the election were held today, John Kerry would hold a 55% over 43% advantage over George W. Bush. In other words, he'd get 55%, Bush would get 43%. If it were John Edwards running and the election were held today, he holds a 10% lead over Bush, 54% to 44%, and the plus or minus is always 3 or 4%. What do you think about that? And I'm really so sorry about Dean dropping out. He did so much. He energized everybody when they didn't have the courage to do it, and he did. He did it for them. And then he kind of got sacrificed by the wayside. Joe Anderson, our producer, wanted to do one more scream for Howard Dean, and I nixed it. I thought, you can't kick him while he's down. It's just not fair. And even CNN issued a statement saying that they played that scream speech way too much. So they were nailing a lot of pegs into Howard Dean's coffin. Democrats were never very comfortable with him, apparently, at least the mainline Democrats, the Democratic Party. So I imagine they were helping. It was anybody but Bush, or anybody but Dean, as far as they were concerned, is the way the reporting goes. Amelia calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC. Amelia?
Hello, Anin.
Hi, Amelia. It's Hi. Enid. It's E-N-I-D, Enid.
Anina?
No, Enid. E-N-I-D.
E-N-I-D?
Enid.
Enid. Oh, no wonder I had all your name wrong. Enid, thank you for taking my call. This is the first time I listen to you. You sound like a very smart young lady and very brave.
Thank you. We have something for you if you're a first-time listener. Here it is. A kiss.
A kiss?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome.
I returned the kiss. I just want to encourage what you're doing because you bring out a very interesting topics that they are very now and they are very important for the future as well. And I agree with you on a lot of topics, the priesthood, the world, also the institutions. Although I am... See, I'm Catholic. I will always stay Catholic, but I do believe that...
Amelia, where are you from?
I'm from Italy.
Italy? I was just there. Where in Italy?
I was born in Messina, but I'm familiar with all of Italy. My mother is from the north and my father from the south.
Well, I was just in Venezia.
In Venezia. Oh, my brother's favorite city.
In Venice.
I think it's, there are a lot of beauty there. Parla italiano?
Just a little bit. Mostly I parla inglese.
Parla inglese.
Yeah, but not so well on the inglese side.
I've been teaching Italian to Americans for almost 20 years.
Where do you teach? I need to learn. I'm going to go back again in maybe in the summer because I have a cousin who's getting married in Tuscany, and I'm thinking about going back to the wedding.
Are you going? Well, I
better learn how to speak better Italian.
I give private lessons.
Oh. Well, we'll put you on hold, and Joe will take your information, and we'll find out where you teach privately.
Privately, I do it generally from my home or maybe in public libraries, or I can come to your house, but right now I do not have transportation. I just relocate to Denver from Aurora, although I've been living in Kansas City, Missouri for
many
years.
See, call the show, and you might get a customer. All right, tell me what you want to talk about.
Yes, first of all, in general, I admire also your courage and to say exactly what you think. I do agree that sometimes males may seem to be a more stupid species, but
tell me the ways, Amelia. Since you're an Italian woman, how are the males the more stupid of the species?
How?
Yes.
Well, I don't know. I think that from the very beginning, if we had to believe Genesis. It doesn't say much for Adam because it seems that he fell asleep or something. And then Eve was left with the blame. And in overall, I mean, I don't hate men or anything, but sometimes I feel they are more gullible than women.
And well, then why are they running around raping women at CU? That's the question.
See, I don't have television right now either because I'm doing too much moving. I don't have many things. But for the rape thing, I feel that sometimes they get too cocky and they feel they're invulnerable and they feel they're entitled to do anything they want because they become celebrities. And then because we have just coming out, historically, these issues have always been swept under the rug, and a lot of women were embarrassed to come out forth. Of course, it can go the other way, that there, unfortunately, there are some women who may pretend things, but that is always the case when it comes to controversial things, that the people take advantage of an issue that can be...
They can bring in the kind of celebrity that they may come to regret later on. Amelia, I thank you for calling this show.
Also, one more thing. I know that you're busy. One more thing about the war. I do believe that this is a bogus war and we should not be in there in the first place, but I do believe that we should still have to finish the job, no matter whether we're Republicans or Democrats, because otherwise it would be very unfair to that country we have destroyed.
Well, I think they're going to try and palm it off under the UN, which had been much reviled.
Oh, yeah.
And they want to do that before the next election, because otherwise it's going to be a quagmire for the Republicans. Amelia, I'm going to put you on hold, and you can give your information to Joe about where you teach and what you charge and so on. I thank you very much
for the call.
Thank
you so much for talking to me.
You're welcome. There it is. I can learn Italian. Oh, I have to share this story with you. We're talking about politics. We're talking about CU. We're talking about the priesthood. Some of the institutions that we should be able to trust, we can't trust them anymore because they're just as corrupt as Enron, apparently. And what institutions in life are not as corrupt as Enron? Well, you can listen to my show. I try to be honest and authentic and truthful, and I'm getting a lot of emails from some of you who just hate what I'm saying about CU, and I'll share some of those. But meanwhile, I have to share this with you. This is a group, a college Republicans. Boy, the college Republicans. And the university we're talking about is Roger Williams University in Rhode Island. And the head of the college Republicans has decided to make a statement about affirmative action. And he's 20 years old. And so he's offering a scholarship, a $250 scholarship, and it can only be for whites. Now, I want your view of this. He's offering only students who can truthfully answer yes to the following question can be considered for this award. And the question is, are you a student of non-color, that is Caucasian descent? And you have to include a picture. Now, since I have to tell you something, through DNA testing, they found out that there are about 10 Eves. We are all descended from the same, 10 or 20 Eves. I forgot now how many it is. And they're all mostly in Africa, so I think we're all African-American, actually. So what does this mean to be white only? There are blacks who have a lot of Caucasian blood, and there are Caucasians who have African-American blood or black blood or whatever you want to call it. So I don't know. Anyway, this guy is offering a $250 scholarship. You have to send in a picture of yourself. Oh, I think, one version of the story I read said $250. Now, this version says only $50. And somebody else delivered a $200 check to supplement the scholarship. So, yes, now it's $250. But only students who can truthfully answer yes to the following question can get the $250 scholarship. Are you a student of non-color, Caucasian descent, white? So he's trying to make a point about affirmative action. What do you think about that? What would be your take on it? You have to prove that you're white. You have to enclose a photo. And at the last time I heard the reporting about the story, there were four people who signed up to want that scholarship. I don't know how he's going to decide who's going to get it. A California man offered to donate $1,000 more with this note, kudos for your efforts to expose the hypocrisy of affirmative action. Some of his critics have pointed out that he received $5,000 Sallie Mae Fund scholarship for Hispanic students. This is the guy who is setting up the fund. His name is Matera, and he got a $5,000 Sallie Mae Fund scholarship, which is designated for Hispanic students, so one presumes that he is Hispanic, but he put up $250 for a scholarship, trying to make a point. He's a college Republican. These Republicans,
I don't know about these Republicans. 303-382-1150. What do you think about that? What's fair, what's not fair? And he himself is a recipient of a scholarship for Hispanic students. So can we spell hypocrisy? I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live right here on AM 1150 KNRC. You can trust us more than you can trust some of these politicians, some of these athletic leaders, and a lot of these priests. 2:36, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 70 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by Subway. The allegations regarding the football program at the University of Colorado remain the topic of discussion for many today. Former place kicker Katie Nida says she was raped by a fellow CU player. CU President Betsy Hoffman has urged Nida to take her claims to Boulder Police, something Nida says she has already done. Governor Bill Owens' chief of staff, Roy Palmer, is leaving the administration to go to work for Xcel Energy. Palmer has been in the top staff position since January 1999. He'll be replaced by Bob Lee, who is currently director of the Governor's Office of Economic Development and International Trade. The Denver Parking Management Agency is having problems again. Two workers are on investigatory leave as a ticket-fixing scandal hits the agency. There's a city investigation going on now. In sports, the Colorado Avalanche playing host to the Edmonton Oilers tonight. Avs are coming off their 1-0 loss to the Vancouver Canucks on Monday. Start the new year by eating and feeling good at Subway. Try Subway's new Atkins-friendly carb-controlled wraps. Savor the flavor of the turkey bacon melt or chicken bacon ranch Atkins-friendly wraps now at Subway. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 2:38.
America's Department of Homeland Security wants to keep you informed during this war on terrorism.
Terrorism against our nation will not stand.
And AM 1150 KNRC is your best source in Denver when the government issues an alert. AM 1150 KNRC.
In 1779, before he became the second president of the United States, John Adams wrote to his wife Abigail, "I am but an ordinary man. The times alone have destined me to fame." As John's political career grew and the couple's correspondence continued year upon year, these two preserved a unique and historical legacy through their intimate accounts and keen insight into the founding of our nation. In an effort to bring these two characters and their worlds to life, and as part of the Continuing American Spirit series, the Colorado Endowment for the Humanities will present An Evening with John and Abigail Adams, America's first true political couple, on state at historic Trinity United Methodist Church in downtown Denver on Thursday, February 19th, 2004 from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Tickets to this unique fundraising event are $35 and may be purchased by phone at 303-894-7951 or online at www.ceh.org. Again, to purchase tickets, call 303-894-7951.
KNRC News Time is 2:39. Time to go to Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is brought to you by the Home Depot. And still trying to get that multi-vehicle accident out of the way. Parker and Peoria, of course, those lights are indeed off or not working. So you needed to treat that as a four-way stop. Now you're just going to have to treat it as a stop because that accident is in the intersection. Have your kitchen cabinets installed by licensed and insured professionals throughout the Home Depot at Home Services. Visit local stores today for more info. Trust the Home Depot at Home Services. License numbers available upon request. I'm Darren Copeland with your traffic. Doug Kellett on 3 to 6 on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel, watching this next winter storm bearing down on us. It'll be partly cloudy today with a high near 70. Clear skies tonight for the most part with a low around 35. And then an absolute mess tomorrow. Clouds, scattered rain or snow showers to start. It'll be turning much colder as temperatures fall from the 40s in the morning to near freezing in the afternoon. And it'll all change to snow with about 1 to 3 inches accumulation. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's partly cloudy, 68 degrees. KNRC News Time is 2:40. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 3 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
You love your car. You wash and wax your car. You talk to your car until it has trouble starting. Then you yell at your car, you curse your car, you kick your car in the tires. What you need is Diehard Express, only at Sears Auto Center. Diehard Express is more than a battery service. We give your car's electrical system a complete checkup. We look for common problems, and if you need a new battery, we install a Diehard, America's most preferred battery.
Diehard Express, Sears, good life, great price. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
going home for the holidays. An hour to the airport, 3 hours at the gate, two on the runway, and five in the air. Your traveling companion? One achy back. Unless you wear a Thermacare heat wrap. Thermacare gives you powerful pain relief for your back, neck, or shoulder. It's 8 hours of deep down heat, so tight muscles relax, and pain goes away. Get Thermacare in the pain reliever aisle. Because after flying, you gotta start driving.
KNRC Market Watch.
Wall Street reversed course from yesterday's rally as all three major indexes finished in the red today. The Dow Industrials lost 43 points to 10,672. The Nasdaq fell 4 points to 2077. The S&P 500 slid 5 points to 1152. Big board volume was about 1.4 billion shares. Decliners beat advancers by nearly 5-3 margin. The sell-off followed a report showing housing starts sinking about 8% last month. Rough winter weather was to blame for the largest drop since August. Home builders suffered on the news. For instance, Centex fell 53 cents. Toll Brothers was down $1.18. Rambus, though, one of the day's best performers, jumping 35%. This after an administrative law judge last night dismissed the FTC's antitrust lawsuit against the memory chip maker. I'm Steve Orr from the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
This is Mike Regan. I'm glad to be part of the great talk show lineup and the Hear Both Sides concept. See you at 6 p.m. weeknights on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
2:43 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, and I'm not yours tomorrow. T.R. Reid is going to be filling in for me. Tom Reid is the bureau chief for the Washington Post in the Rocky Mountain region, and he was bureau chief in London and Tokyo before that, and has a distinguished reporting career, and you're going to be in great hands with him tomorrow. I have to go to an event. But I will be back with you on Friday, and I will try to call in tomorrow. Maybe I'll even show up if I get out in time. So you never know. I could sneak in. Here's the actual quote. We were trying to find it earlier. What Coach Barnett, and by the way, Guillermo, one of our listeners, just sent me a poem. Ho, 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 Gary Barnett must go. Well, here's what Gary Barnett said about Katie Nida. He said... And Betsy Hoffman plans to talk to Coach Gary Barnett today about what she called inappropriate remarks. Oh, please. Here's what Barnett said, and this is the quote I heard last night, and this is the quote some of you were referring to. It was obvious Katie was not very good, Barnett said. She was awful. You know what guys do? They respect your ability. You can be 90 years old, but you can go out and play. They'll respect you. Katie was not only a girl, she was terrible, okay? There's no other way to put it. Now, this is a woman who's just come forward with allegations that she was raped by a team member, and what he's effectively saying is, you know, she was so terrible that that's probably why she got raped. I mean, there is that implication in what she said. Gay marriage. Bush says he's troubled by gay marriage. Troubled by gay marriage. What should really be troubling George W. Dickey Bush? You tell me. 303-382-1150. Should he be only troubled by gay marriage? Maybe he could save his troubling for something that is worth his time. What do you think? Chris, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hello, Enid. How you doing? It's Chris. Hey, first off, I'd like to say I'm sorry. I talked to you a little while back, about a week or so ago, and I got off all crazy and everything. You probably ended up pressing the button on me. I apologize.
Oh. Okay,
okay for that. Okay, I got a couple things I got on my mind. Okay, one thing is this blame stuff, okay? You know what it's all about, don't you? Money. Okay? Now, the Air
Force
Academy,
are you talking about the scandals with the priests? They're all trying to get money?
The schools, it's all about money. It's all about money. It's all about money. The whole thing we do, everything we do, everything you do, everything I do. I wake up in the morning for what? To go to work. Why? So I can get more money. You know?
Don't you love what you do?
Huh?
Don't you love what you do?
I'd rather be at home sitting back doing nothing. I mean, not nothing, but you know, maybe playing with the kids in the park or something like that.
Because I love what I do, so I'm not doing it just because it's about money. It's about a lot more than the money.
Then you're one of the lucky few that has the opportunity, okay?
Okay.
So there are them people. I mean, of course, we can't put everybody in the exact same basket, but you know, but I think there's a big giant basket of money. Okay, but anyway, that's on that. Okay, now this thing you said about George Bush and his worrying about liberal or gay marriages, see, that's what the problem with the... All that is in the first place, no offense against, and I don't know who it is, liberals, conservatives, because I don't really know the definitions of that. I'm just not a very articulate person, so I really don't got a whole lot of education behind that. But once you let the dog out of the doghouse, he's going to mess the yard. Okay?
So that
you
means...
You guys let the dog out of the doghouse. I don't know if you want to call them liberals or who, but, you know, gay marriages, same-sex unions, all that stuff, you know, all this, you know, homosexuals and all that stuff. You let the dog out of the doghouse. Now, if you remember 20, 30 years ago, you know, if you was gay, you didn't say nothing. You know, you kept it quiet because, I mean...
Now you run down to City Hall.
Well, now you run down to City Hall.
But what's wrong with that?
What are you doing in a gay marriage? What are you doing in a gay relationship?
Well, what are you doing?
What are we teaching our children?
Well, wait. What are you doing in a gay marriage? And what are you doing in a gay relationship?
If you're two males and you're looking for sex in this marriage.
Wait. Is marriage about a lot more than sex, isn't it?
No.
Oh, marriage is only about sex?
That's about 99% of it, yeah.
It is? Are you married, Chris?
I'm married.
Well, you're lucky.
Yeah.
How long have you been married?
27 years.
27 years.
27 years.
And you're still whacking away. Well, this is really good. This is really good news. But isn't it about a lot of... Isn't your 27-year marriage... Wait. Isn't your 27-year marriage about many, many things, including sex?
But you know what? Sex is a very big part of it.
Let's
all of life has a lot of little intricacies in it. But the big thing there is sex. Why do two males wanting to be together and be friends? I mean, I got a bunch of friends that are men, you know. I got friends I'd like to come and visit me at the hospital, and they won't let them because of the, like you say, you know, because they're not my wife or my spouse or my brother or my sister. So, you know, so I can understand that need to be able to allow our friends more access to us at times, you know, like maybe, you know, our financial situation or our medical situation, things like that.
Yeah, but
you
think that keeping marriage or civil unions not possible for gays is going to keep people who fall in love with each other from falling in love with each other regardless of what their sex happens to be? You think that making a law is going to do it because it never has?
Take sex out of it and see how much in love they are. Then you think about that.
Well, why should you? How are you going to legislate love, and how are you going to legislate sex?
What we got to do is we got to look
Chris,
at people.
You got to go back in the doghouse. What? You can't legislate prostitution even.
Yeah, you're right. You can't.
Well,
remember last week when that's
all right.
That's
so tell me,
on you when you was over there. Why don't we legalize it? What's the big deal?
Yeah.
Why don't we send these little camps around with the army and all that? What's the big deal?
Yeah.
You know, and all that. See, that's what I'm saying. You guys got the dog out of the doghouse. Think about what you're
so
saying.
So what
about
is
what you're
your...
Doing. You're over here
Chris,
saying, you
know, I know the dog is in the doghouse. He's either going or he's going. Maybe there's a closet in the doghouse. I don't know. He's either coming out of the closet in the doghouse or he's going into the closet in the doghouse. But I don't understand what your point is. Tell me what your point is.
Is that if the dog stays in the doghouse, even if he's in his closet doing his thing, then it is left to the bedroom. We are not going to go into his bedroom and say, hey, you can't do that in your bedroom. But as soon as we bring that out of the doghouse, open up the closet door and let the dog out. Let him all over the yard.
I know. He's going to mess up the yard. Chris, I thank you for the call. Arf, arf, woof, woof. Nicole calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hello. I just accidentally turned to your station by chance.
Uh-huh.
And I do agree with Chris completely. I just think that keep it in the bedroom. I don't think that... it's right, first of all, and second of all, I don't think
Wait. What is the it that you were referring to? What are you talking about?
Same-sex marriages.
Mm-hmm.
Bush says he has a problem with it. Well, I think he should have a problem with it, and I understand he needs to have focus.
Well,
he says
he's really troubled by gay marriage, the whole issue of gay marriage, and I'm thinking that there are things that may be other things that he should really be troubled by.
I think that's right here in America.
Why are you troubled by it, Nicole?
Because it's not right.
And
can I just finish, and mm-hmm. I will let you speak all you want to.
Oh, you're going to let
in
me speak
Bible,
all I want to?
Yeah.
Oh, that is so generous of you. I don't know how to begin to thank you.
Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Yeah, we've heard that cliche before.
And also on the Katie, I don't even know her last name, was CU.
Uh-huh.
It said that she wasn't going to speak up because she didn't want to be, you know, kicked off the team or they'd let her go or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Well, obviously, it didn't bother her enough then to stand up for it, so I guess it shouldn't be a problem now.
What is your problem with Katie? You can't remember her last name because do you not read a newspaper or listen to a TV broadcast or a radio broadcast, a news broadcast?
Is it Oneida, H-N-I-D-A, Oneida, one of the two? Yeah, I do read the paper and I do listen to the broadcast.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay. I'm really glad to hear that.
Absolutely. But I don't think if it bothered her 4 years ago, I don't think she should be saying anything now, because obviously it didn't bother that much then.
Now I'm going to ask Nicole, all right, so you think that since she came forward now, you don't believe that it's true about her?
I don't know. It's a little bit of credibility. I mean, if it were bothering, regardless,
maybe she felt she couldn't come forward 4 years ago, and now because the floodgates are open, she feels that she can say something and be supported and not be dissed.
All I have to say is that sucks, because I guess if I were raped and if it were a problem for me, then I'd be saying something and not waiting for somebody else.
Well, that's just you, but maybe somebody else would handle it in a different way. But what I hear is somebody who is bitter, angry. The great word, it's a German word, also Yiddish word, verbissen. You know, your mouth is all the rictus of a smile there. And you are furious about, you don't want to see gay couples, any kind of domestic partnership or even marriage. And here's this woman coming forward, and you don't believe, what is the Bible, you who are quoting the Bible, the part about Adam and Steve I don't think is actually in the Bible, but here you are quoting the Bible. Where is your charity and where is your compassion, Nicole?
Oh, I have plenty of compassion, but I just think that if she's going to stand up for herself now, why didn't she go to Boulder and report it?
Maybe she just didn't have the courage. Maybe you would have had more courage in the face of that than she has. Maybe she now has the courage to do it because it's now a more public issue, and she won't be, they could have made her life very miserable, and they could have targeted her and made her out to be a liar with no real support going on. But now that the tide has turned and a lot of other women have come forward, maybe she feels safer in doing that. I mean, did you ever think about that part?
Right. Well, great. I'm glad that she feels like that she can feel good in being a follower instead of a leader. I mean, you know, if it was such a problem, then she could have led the way for many other women, I guess.
You know, what if you were raped? Yeah, if you were raped, you know, you might have a very different response. You might be embarrassed. You might be deeply ashamed. If it's a team member, you don't know what to do. If you go public with it, it could bring a lot of harm
regardless,
to you.
Regardless, it's not right, so I don't care.
Wait. Regardless, what is not? What's not right, Nicole?
Rape's not right. So she should have reported it then if she believed that it wasn't right.
Listen to yourself. Listen to yourself, Nicole.
Rape's not right.
She should have recorded it then. Listen to yourself.
I'm being serious here.
Yes, I know you are, and that's even more troubling.
I think that if we're worried about me being troubling, I think we've got bigger things on the burner.
On that point, you and I are agreed, and I do thank you, and I hope you'll continue to call in. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
More Enid Live.
And it's not the same for men.
Talking just gets you into trouble.
Next on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm declaring my independence from the big guys. I'm switching my internet access to ProLinks.
I didn't know you played golf. Where do you play?
Golf? Are you kidding? I couldn't hit the broadside of a barn from 10 feet away, even with a driver.
Well, you said ProLinks, though, didn't you?
ProLinks isn't about golf. It's about DSL, dial-up, and all that, you know, internet access.
I've never heard of ProLinks.
Well, that's because they're local, right here in Denver, and they don't spend billions of dollars on advertising. They offer the same high-quality internet access as the huge megapolis, but without the long hold times, poor service, and annoying Super Bowl ads.
Yeah, but is their connection fast?
Sure, their DSL taps directly into large networks, just like the big guys, and they're giving me 2 free months of internet access just for signing up.
Well, that settles it then. I'm switching to ProLinks. How do I get hooked up?
Just give them a call at 303-972-3218, and they'll get you squared away. That number again is 303-972-3218. Call them and mention this ad so you can be sure to get your first 2 months of high-speed internet access for free, and you'll be glad you did. That number again is 303-972-3218.
DSL cross-connector installation fees are not included, not available in all areas.
Hi, this is Larry King, and I'm here with some news your heart's gonna love. We all know a few things that taste good aren't exactly good for your heart, but Welch's 100% grape juice, made from Welch's own Concord grapes, not only tastes great, but it's fat-free, cholesterol-free, and certified by the American Heart Association. What's more, Welch's purple grape juice is loaded with natural antioxidant power, and growing evidence suggests that diets rich in antioxidants may reduce the risk of heart disease. So, drink up. Your heart and your taste buds will thank you.
The KNRC Community Commitment.
Hi, this is Doug Kellett. Create a little history today and volunteer with the Colorado Historical Society. The Colorado Historical Society is seeking volunteers to work 8 hours a month in the museum store or at the admissions desk. Various shifts and times are available and training is provided. The Colorado History Museum is located in downtown Denver at 13th and Broadway. And for more information, call 303-866-3961 or log on to coloradohistory.org.
When you buy a home with Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage, stress won't be a closing cost. To experience stress-free house hunting for yourself, visit ColoradoHomes.com.
Be sure to start your day the right way.
It's a busy world, and none of us has a lot of time, especially me. That's why I tune to this station, because in a heartbeat, they're going to give me all the headlines that's going on around the country, around the globe.
The station you can depend on.
And right here locally. Let me know what's going on, and I like to keep on top of everything that's going on. And there's only one place for me to find that, and that's right here. That's why we use this station.
Denver's locally owned news and talk station, AM 1150 KNRC. Should you buy or sell those stocks on Monday? Find out Sunday afternoons at noon with Ron Asana of CNBC, the name in business, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
Lionel, would you join me every weeknight from 9 to midnight here on AM 1150 KNRC? Now back to Enid Goldstein.
2:56 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. TRE will be in for me tomorrow, so I thank him in advance. You're going to have a wonderful time with him. He's great. And I'll call in, or I may even show up in the last hour of the show. We'll see. I'm going to the Choices Luncheon tomorrow. About 1,500 women. All dressing competitively. I don't know what to wear. But yeah, Joe, you could. Yeah, you could go, Joe. Let's go to the phones. Mike, calling from Littleton. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Mike.
I love your show.
Thank you. Everybody does.
Everybody does. Appears it.
Oh, well, we like that version.
I'm a yellow dog Democrat, so I'm going to support any of them. But
tell people what the origin of that term "yellow dog Democrat" is.
Well, I Garrison Keillor says it means you'll vote for
even
yellow dog before you vote for a Republican.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know the real origins, but I think John Edwards has a lot better chance to beat Bush than Kerry does. And I was really glad to see he did well yesterday.
Yeah, and then if the election were held yesterday or the day before, he'd be 10 points ahead of Bush, and Kerry is 12 points. So statistically, it's pretty much a dead heat.
I just think he's a lot smoother. He's not. I like Kerry, but he's stiff like Al Gore was, and Edwards is very smooth.
Yes, he is, and he connects, and he's attractive. He's easy on the eyes.
He is, and the only thing they can really throw at him is the trial lawyer thing, and I'm not sure that won't backfire on him.
Well, Dickey was rejected from University of Texas Law School. He could only get in as a legacy to Harvard, but that's not so bad either. All right, Mike, I thank you for the call. I thank all of you. It's been a lively day today in San Francisco. The weddings are continuing to go on. Two judges refused to put an immediate halt to the parade of same-sex weddings, and some of the outfits are really a lot of fun. And I just got this email from Kelly. Kelly says she says, have you ever been in a men's locker room much? Talk about homoerotic and suppressed gayness. Hideous homophobia maximus. Thanks for your show. Signed, Kelly. Thank you, Kelly. And let's see. I guess that's about it. I got a lot of people that I want to thank today. I want to thank Joe Anderson. Oh, it's our listener, Kelly. I want to thank Joe Anderson for producing a fine show. I want to thank Gerald and Lyles for keeping us going here on the air. And I want to thank all of you who called and listened. Doug Kellett up next from 3 to 6, 6 to 9. Ronald Reagan, start your day with Jimmy Lakey, 6 to 10, 10 to noon. O'Reilly. And why don't you and I have lunch again? Well, we're going to do this on Friday. We'll have lunch together on Friday. Tomorrow, check in to T.R. Reid. He's really wonderful. And I'll be checking into the show or maybe even showing up toward the end of it. So tomorrow, noon to 3, Enid Live. Do something generous. Leave the world a better place than you found it. Try to clean up something that's a mess, even if it's just sharpening a pencil or cleaning up a drawer.
Hear both sides talk. AM 1150, KNRC, Englewood, Denver. Doug Kellett is straight ahead. It's 3 o'clock.
Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 68 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by Albertsons. Governor Bill Owens has announced that Chief of Staff Roy Palmer is leaving the administration to become Director of State Government Affairs for Xcel Energy. Palmer managed Owens' transition in 1998 and has served in the top staff position since January 1999. Owens has appointed Bob Lee, currently Director of the Governor's Office of Economic Development and International Trade, to replace Palmer as Chief of Staff. Palmer's resignation is effective in March. The accusations surrounding the football program at the University of Colorado continue today. In the past 24 hours, the CU administration has held several press conferences, both formal and informal. Here's CU Athletic Director Dick Tharp.
These are very serious allegations that Katie has put forth,
And if we could just get names, or if she could go to victims assistance or cooperate with the Boulder police, if there's any information by which we can identify who the perpetrators of these allegations are, if in fact they occurred, we need to have that information.
Coach Gary Barnett has drawn criticism for his comments regarding former place kicker Katie Nida, who claims she was groped, harassed, molested, and raped by former teammates. Barnett says he knew about the intimidation, but not the alleged